KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program that highlights the best of natural medicine, the best of high-tech medicine. Put those together, we call it Intelligent Medicine. You can be part of the show by calling 877-726-8255. We're here and awaiting your calls, and you can come directly into the doctor's office, pose any question that you like. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk in a moment about multivitamins. Paraphrasing Rodney Dangerfield, they don't get no respect. And we're also going to talk about some new amazing findings on omega-3 fatty acids, coenzyme Q10, and we'll talk about the benefits of tea. An entire issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition devoted to the benefits of green and black tea. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's get going on the subject of multivitamins, because multivitamins have been maligned as of late. A couple of months ago, I wrote one of my newsletter articles on that subject. The title of that newsletter article was, "They Say Multivitamins Are a Waste of Money." Really? Turns out that multivitamins, which contain most of the essential vitamins and minerals at doses that provide greater than 100% of the RDA, are the most commonly used dietary supplements in the U.S. Approximately one-third of U.S. adults take one or another formulation, but there's been a major media blitz and medical journal blitz against the use of supplements, in particular targeting multivitamins. Here's a sample of some of the headlines. Study finds says, quote, multivitamins are a waste of money for most people. The Sydney Morning Herald says multivitamins continue to disappoint. And in the Journal of the American Medical Association, there's an op-ed entitled Multivitamins and Supplements, Benign Prevention or Potentially Harmful Distraction? And what they're saying here basically is that gullible people will take multivitamins as a bulwark against all kinds of misfortune, superstitiously, without any basis in real science, while at the same time engaging in unhealthy diet and lifestyle practices. And what they're saying here is this is a distraction. People should be intently focused on diet and exercise, but really this is a shibboleth that I've been battling for my entire career. A shibboleth is a mistaken narrative, because the overwhelming majority of my patients and listeners take multivitamins not as a substitute for, but rather as an accoutrement of a concerted effort to eat healthy and maximize physical fitness. Many of you out there, you're listening to this program, you want to find out about the latest vitamins and supplements, but you're not ignoring exercise. You're not smoking, drinking to excess, taking prescription painkillers instead of looking for natural alternatives. So this is just a wrong narrative. But one of the studies that was lately cited as calling into question the efficacy of multivitamins was something called the COSMOS trial. And in that trial, it was found that cocoflavanol supplements curb cardiovascular deaths by 27%. That's pretty exciting. But they also studied the use of multivitamins, and vitamins didn't fare as well. They kind of struck out. And so what we're saying here is that based on the study, we can conclude that multivitamins are a waste of time, that people are being diluted. That's what a lot of these headlines are talking about. But if you take a closer look at the study, the research was sponsored in part by Pfizer Consumer Care, who supplied the Centrum Silver used as a multi. And I'm not particularly a fan of this lightweight multi. The ingredients, many of which are inferior quality, synthetic vitamin E instead of mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols, beta-carotene instead of mixed carotenoids, folic acid instead of folate, and so on. And at doses that are really paltry, for example, there was just 60 milligrams of vitamin C in there, tiny amounts of zinc and other critical nutrients, and a lot of synthetic ingredients thrown in, poorly absorbed magnesium oxide, the cheapest, least bioavailable form of magnesium. And so I pushed back on that COSMOS study, saying, you know, how is it possible to indict multivitamins as a category based on a study using a paltry dose of the nutrients that we need? But here's the interesting part, because sometimes they take studies and it takes a while for them to analyze the data, and then they publish subsequent studies. And this reevaluation of the COSMOS study really blows my mind, because while multivitamins didn't significantly reduce cardiovascular death, didn't reduce cardiovascular disease in this study, a new finding is that as part of the COSMOS study, even with a paltry, poor quality multivitamin, Centrum, headline here is daily multivitamin may improve cognition and possibly protect against cognitive decline. Wow. Okay. What they found is that the use of daily multivitamin mineral supplementation resulted in statistically significant cognitive improvement, even over the relatively short period of time of the study. The researchers estimated that 3 years of multivitamin supplementation roughly translated to a 60% slowing of cognitive decline. That's about a 1.8-year advantage in terms of progressive cognitive decline that normally occurs with aging. So you can set back the cognitive decline clock by 1.8 years merely by taking a Centrum. Imagine what you'd get by taking a truly potent multivitamin with good quality ingredients and significant doses. It turns out the benefits were relatively more pronounced in participants with significant cardiovascular disease, which is good news, because those are the very individuals who are already at increased risk for cognitive impairment and decline. If you've got diabetes, you've got a bad heart, metabolic syndrome, a high cholesterol to HDL ratio, you're at risk for more rapid cognitive decline, and the multivitamins seem to work even better, producing more dramatic results in those individuals who are already at risk of cognitive decline. And I discussed this issue recently in a podcast, just came out, with Dr. Alan Gaby. Dr. Alan Gaby is an authority on vitamins and supplements. He's been talking about them for 40 years. He's the author of a magnificent textbook of nutritional medicine, recently updated. And his op-ed in the Townsend Journal mirrors mine. It's entitled, "They're Telling Us That Nutritional Supplements Are a Waste of Money." Well, he says, au contraire. And he criticizes the media for uncritically parroting the results of some of these studies and accepting the anti-supplement bias that occurs in many medical journals. He says, quote, "The fact that so many media outlets came up with an almost identical misleading headline makes one think that reporters were just lazily and without any analysis of their own, repeating a statement from a press release." It's easy. You, medical journal issues a press release. You rearrange a couple of paragraphs, change a couple of prepositions, and you got an instant article that can appear in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, that makes for easy fodder on TV, convincing people that they're idiots taking vitamins and supplements. So, new study, daily multivitamin may improve cognition and possibly protect against cognitive decline. Dramatic results with a mere Centrum. Imagine what you can achieve with more balanced supplementation using quality ingredients at doses that are truly meaningful. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
And we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. We've got a call from Harold in the Bronx, New York. How you doing, Harold?
Yes, some of the great New York Yankees.
Right, and also home of my alma mater, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. I actually went to med school up in the Bronx.
Yes,
the Bronx is pretty cool.
Help me out, Dr. Hoffman. I was really surprised, super surprised, when you interviewed Alan, Dr. Gabby, who certainly has a tremendous reputation in the field of integrative medicine, when he kind of indicated that he was for a relatively low dosage of vitamin D and indicated its dangers. I did a search of PubMed, and I've seen, like, literally hundreds of studies which indicated the utility of vitamin D. At least have, 4,000 or 5,000 a day of blood level. And you were very kind and gentle. You did give a little pushback. I know even in your immune reset, you indicate the importance of vitamin D. So how does one reconcile that? Because he certainly is, in favor of nutrients and an expert in the area.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Harold. And there was a little bit of a point-counterpoint in my recent podcast, because on the one hand, Dr. Gabe is urging, he's a big fan of vitamin D, but he's urging conservatism about vitamin D dosing. He's saying that maybe people should be wary of high doses like 5 or 10,000 international units per day. And on the other hand, recently I interviewed Dr. William Grant, and that's a podcast that will probably post next week, who's a big advocate of vitamin D, not just for bones, but for a wide variety of problems, for cardiovascular prevention, for diabetes, for hypertension, for mood disorders and depression, for immunity you know, in particular respiratory infections and specifically for COVID. And on and on it goes, autoimmunity too. And so the answer to your question, you know, what's the maximum amount of vitamin D you should take? My opinion is that it depends. The average healthy person might get away with 1,000 or 2,000 international units. I take 2,000 international units of vitamin D, except when I'm sick, and then I, you know, slam vitamin D, take higher doses for a while. In the summer, I might take less. In the winter, I might take more because in the summer I get a ton of sunlight, unless I manage to get away to southern hemisphere. And so it depends. And what I think we need to do is we need to individualize it. We need to individualize based on a person's condition. Perhaps people with autoimmune conditions like multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis, they may require higher doses of vitamin D because it's purpose-driven. It's to suppress their over-exuberant autoimmune response. And vitamin D can tamp that down and regulate it. Similarly, people who have a great deal of inflammation may require more vitamin D. And then there's the genetic capacity to absorb and utilize vitamin D, which varies all over the map. And we talk about this in our podcast with Dr. Grant. So if you're an avid Intelligent Medicine podcast listener, we urge all our listeners to subscribe. But you're hearing Dr. William Grant with a decidedly different opinion on the utility of vitamin D at relatively high doses. And with a high margin for safety, look, in nutrition, there's always going to be controversy. But at one extreme are the people saying vitamins and supplements are worthless. And at the other are people saying that mega dosing is a panacea for all manner of illness. And the truth lies somewhere in between. So, you know, for you, I don't know much about your health, but I would, you know, find out about your levels. I think testing for levels is important. I would shoot for a level of 50 or 60, you know, perhaps individuals with cancer. We can go a little higher because we know that vitamin D has cancer suppressive effects. That's how we handle that question. I mean, it's an excellent point that you make.
And it seems that most integrative MDs recommend at least 50 to 100 blood level. And I've been taking like 8,000, and then I had to test it, and that gets my blood level to around 55, 60.
Well, there you have it. You know, what we're seeing is that your blood levels are taking fairly high levels of vitamin D are equivalent to what, you know, a normal younger person might get if they spend a fair amount of time on the beach in Southern California. And so those are not unsafe levels, and that suggests that the dosage for you is, you know, Goldilocks principle. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. So that sounds good. Thanks very much for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not-for-profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. More of your calls coming up, 877-726-8255. And let me give you an update on our Save Our Supplements campaign, because there's a concerted effort, a disinformation campaign about the safety of supplements, about their efficacy, and it's designed to provide cover for efforts to further regulate the supplement industry. Congress is seeking to enlarge FDA's purview over supplements, and it's truly an all-hands-on-deck moment. And I've told you to go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That stands for the Alliance for Natural Health, drhoffman.com/ANH, to learn how you can take action and let your legislators, your congressmen and women, know about this encroachment and how you feel about it. And I'm going to give you an update that is very positive, because it's been on again, off again for supplement regulation. And it literally changes from week to week, the likelihood of this restrictive legislation passing. And there's an ebb and flow. There's a lot of fighting on the floors of Congress about this language. It's called MPL, Mandatory Product Listing. And the headline here from Nutri Ingredients, which is a publication that monitors the nutrition industry, MPL language appears destined to be stripped from final FDA fees bill. So there's a little bit of a subterfuge here. FDA has to be funded every year via a congressional vote. And if it doesn't, and the deadline is September 30th, then literally thousands of FDA employees will be furloughed or laid off because there's no appropriations to pay them. So this bill has to pass. But what they want to do is they want to tack on all kinds of extraneous stuff like mandatory product listing restrictions for the supplement industry onto this bill, which is going to have to pass. I mean, it would be a disaster if it didn't pass. And Congress is unanimous on the need to pass it, just a question of whether to tack on a bunch of added garbage. And so there are stalwarts like Dick Durbin, who never met a supplement that he liked, who is urging his colleagues to keep the MPL language tacked onto the bill. But there's a lot of pushback from members of his own party and from Republicans, and it looks like the mandatory product listing language won't be included in the final FDA fees reauthorization bill now making its way through Congress. Whew. Okay, well, that's good news, but the bad news is that it's not entirely dead. And even if they pass this appropriation for the FDA, they're going to resurrect this. It's kind of like a zombie. You can shoot it, you can stab it, you can cleave its head in two with an axe, but they just keep on coming with these efforts to regulate the supplement industry. It's been a theme for as long as I can remember. And so we have to remain vigilant. So go to drhoffman.com/ANH for the latest update. If you haven't already, let your congressmen and women know that you are an avid supporter of nutritional supplements, and they don't want restrictions imposed upon your choices. But, this is a critical moment, and we need your support. But the good news is that your voices have been heard. And a lot of congresspeople are saying, this is not a hill to die on. I'm not going to pass legislation that's going to make a certain percentage of my constituents hate me and not vote for me. Especially with the upcoming midterm elections. So good stuff is happening on the Capitol. 877-726-8255, a number. That number available to you 24/7, so avail yourself of it, as did this listener. Let's hear it.
Thanks for taking my call and question. As one who suffers from gingivitis and receding gums, I would like to know the latest breakthrough on curing gingivitis, because the traditional dentists say it can't be done. I've seen YouTube ads that make incredible claims about it being completely curable, and I wondered if you could comment or address this issue of gingivitis and receding gums. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, great question. And it's of particular importance because we now know that gingivitis and periodontal disease has now surpassed dental caries as the major cause of tooth loss. But there's even more implications of this because it's now been found that periodontal disease is associated with cognitive decline. The concern is that the bacteria that circulate from your gums may create inflammation in the brain and cause problems there. There's also concern about the relationship between periodontal disease and cardiovascular problems. And I'll share with you some of the latest research. People who receive periodontal care have better outcomes after heart attack, study finds. Statistically, there are 800,000 myocardial infarctions in the United States annually. Those with periodontal disease are at increased risk for heart attacks. So, new study in JADA, Journal of the American Dental Association, found that there was a difference in the severity of heart attacks. I mean, people still got heart attacks, but they had the shortest length of stay in the hospital when they had better periodontal maintenance. The longest length of stay was experienced by the no dental care group. So, okay, so let's hear it for periodontal care administered by dentists. You know, they clean your teeth, they urge you to floss. They sometimes do periodontal surgery to cut away dead tissue and soap your gums. So that's all good. There are also dental antiseptics that they use to kill the bacteria. I'm not a big fan of these chemicalized treatments. There's also low-dose minocycline, which is an antibiotic, and it kills some of the bugs, but it's also anti-inflammatory. And so that's one of the treatments that they use for periodontal disease. And I'm not inalterably opposed to it. You know, I'm not a big fan of antibiotics, but low-dose tetracycline or minocycline can be helpful. What's also promising is, you know, just to look at your overall nutrition. I mean, if you're diabetic, if you have high blood sugar, if you have a poor quality diet, if you're not eating enough fresh fruits and vegetables, for example, you're at higher risk. And also, because scurvy, which is a deficiency of vitamin C, is associated with gum recession and bleeding, there's really good reason to take additional vitamin C. So you can up your vitamin C to maybe 500 milligrams of vitamin C 3 or 4 times per day. It helps to take it in divided doses rather than in all in one big wallop. And finally, there are topical applications. You can use spry gum or spry lozenges, which contain xylitol, which inhibit the proliferation of bacteria in your mouth in a natural way, not in a, you know, harsh chemical way. And studies have shown that that can be helpful against periodontal disease. So check out those products at xlear.com. Clear is the way it's pronounced, but it's spelled xlear.com. They have a spry dental defense system with rinses and lozenges and gum. And finally, there's some pretty persuasive information that drinking tea or swishing tea around in your mouth, whether it's green tea or even black tea, has beneficial effects on the gum. So that's something that I would encourage you to do. When it comes to these products on the internet, you know, for any condition that is tough to treat, there's always claims. And you know, I don't know what particular you're talking about, but some of these products are bogus. And some of them may actually be based in some real substantive science, that there is, that there are natural things like propolis, for example, that may have antibacterial effects and may help the gums. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. That number, by the way, available to you 24/7, 365. And if a question occurs to you on a Wednesday night or another year, you can call that number and record a question. All right. Here's a study that I promised to tell you about on omega-3s, but it's a special formula where omega-3s are combined with certain carotenoids, specifically lutein and zeaxanthin, and some vitamin E. They created a formula containing omega-3s, carotenoids, and vitamin E. And they published a study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. And what they found is that a combination that included 500 milligrams of DHA, 150 milligrams of EPA, that's not that much. You can easily get that into one capsule. 10 milligrams each of lutein and mesozeaxanthin, and 2 milligrams of zeaxanthin, and just 15 milligrams of vitamin E. The control arm received an equivalent placebo or inactive pill. And what they found was that there was improvements on almost all measures in the group that took the combination product. In terms of the memory measure, the differences were striking. In the control group, none improved their memory scores. A few remained unchanged, while most declined. In the active group, about 19% improved their memory scores. More than 70% held the line. And remember, these were patients who already had been diagnosed with early Alzheimer's disease, mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease. So the conclusion is dietary intervention with a combination of carotenoids, omega-3 fatty acids, and vitamin E can improve mild to moderate stage Alzheimer's disease. And this suggests a positive impact on symptoms and patient outcomes, better performance, objective measures of severity, as well as performing better in areas related to memory and mood. So very cool study. And with modest supplementation, we're not talking about, you know, mega dosing of omega-3s. Imagine if they'd use truly significant amounts of the nutrients in question. 877-726-8255. Remember, this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavin Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavin Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to FlavinNaturals.com. That's FlavinNaturals.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. I use them myself and in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
50 million units worldwide, so you can actually physically change the geometry of the screen during the gameplay. And it's comprised of 24 separate screens that work simultaneously. So you play really both in the physical and virtual reality at the same time. As I like to say, it's gaming in the fourth dimension. Mm-hmm. So it's really unique.
More on WoW Cube tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255 for this hour and next. Let's take a look at a study that examines the effects of CBD, cannabidiol, on menopausal symptoms. Things that we now used to manage menopause symptoms include things like red clover, dong quai, black cohosh, evening primrose, or borage oil. But what about CBD? So they did a study in Frontiers in Pharmacology with mice, and they gave them a steady diet of either CBD-laced peanut butter balls. It's kind of like Reese's Pieces for mice. They go crazy over it. And half the mice were fed balls containing CBD. And these were mice who were overrectomized, which means that they had hysterectomies. And so they mimicked the symptoms of human menopause. Turns out the untreated estrogen-deficient mice developed symptoms that resembled those of postmenopausal human females, such as metabolic dysfunction. They got fatter and more insulin resistance. They became more inflamed, and they had a loss of bone density. And also they had lower levels of beneficial gut bacteria. Now, why that's significant is that they postulate that there's something called the gut-bone axis. We've heard of the gut-brain axis. If you had a messed up microbiome, you may suffer from anxiety, depression, even Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's disease. That's been demonstrated. But there's also a relationship between your microbiome and the health of your bones. So what they found was that when the estrogen-deficient mice were fed CBD peanut butter balls, they showed marked improvement in a variety of areas. They had decreased inflammation. They had better handling of glucose. They burned more energy, so they had a better metabolic rate. And their bone density improved. They didn't administer questionnaires to the mice saying, you know, how do you feel? Are you experiencing hot flashes, et cetera? But it's an encouraging, what's called a preclinical study, because this should lead to additional research on the potential benefits of CBD for alleviating the symptoms of estrogen deficiency. The authors of the study say there's much anecdotal evidence of CBD's health benefits for menopausal and postmenopausal women, but our study is the first to investigate some of the claims in an established preclinical model of postmenopause, using experimental animals, but next we need to look at people. And while we're talking about CBD, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. And I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products. It's amazing that this has now hit the markets and available over the counter. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. And now I'm really excited about a new natural wellness line from CBD, from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. Many of you have tried it. Many of my patients have tried them, and they're getting great results. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus theanine, more on that later when we discuss tea, plus 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract, which lowers cortisol, and relaxing lemon balm. So you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science and with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30, forget this, 30% off. We want you to try it. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. All right, more on the nutritional front. Lots of people take coenzyme Q10. They do it because it supports the mitochondria. And here's a study published in Pharmacology. That's a journal, which examines the effect of coenzyme Q10 supplementation on fatigue and energy. In both six subjects, patients with medical conditions, as well as normal healthy individuals. And what they found, and they looked at a bunch of studies here. They say here that temporary fatigue affects up to 45% of the general population and is common in patients with conditions like polio, post-polio syndrome and multiple sclerosis. And so they've done a bunch of studies on the effects of coenzyme Q10 in these conditions, as well as giving it to normal people. And what they found is that all trials examined by researchers showed positive results, consistent among both healthy and fatigue-associated disease subgroups. So for patients with post-Lyme syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, long COVID, it really makes sense to take coenzyme Q10. They also found is that the longer you took it, the better it worked. Dosages are ranged all over the place, with some studies using doses as low as 60 milligrams, other studies 400 and 500 milligrams, but all the studies were in accord with the proposition that coenzyme Q10 could help fatigue and improve energy. Great stuff. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hurricane Fiona struck Puerto Rico's southwest coast. National Hurricane Center senior specialist Richard Pasch says Fiona's already knocked out some power, but it can be even more damaging.
The big damage might come from landslides associated with the flooding, which could basically, you know, carry away buildings as a result, and again, is life-threatening.
Meanwhile, forecasters say the storm would cause catastrophic flooding and threaten to dump historic levels of rain, up to 25 inches possible in some areas. World leaders gathering at the United Nations this week under the shadow of Europe's first major conflict since World War II. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the fighting it produced has sparked a global food crisis and a division among major powers not seen since the Cold War. As more and more foreign dignitaries arrive in London ahead of the Queen's state funeral tomorrow, many of them went to pay their respects to the late monarch.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden were among thousands of mourners to enter Westminster Hall, where the Queen's coffin lay in state. Biden made the sign of the cross and put his hand to his heart as he stood quietly by her casket. As he signed the Queen's book of condolences, the president told reporters how he felt about her as a person.
Decent, honorable, and all about service.
He even said she reminded him of his own mother.
She had that look like, are you okay? Anything I can do for you? What do you need? And then also make sure you do what you're supposed to do.
Karen Chavas, London.
Powerful typhoon slamming ashore in southern Japan is pounding the region with strong winds and heavy rain, causing blackouts, paralyzing ground and air transportation. It is scheduled to reach Tokyo by Tuesday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
In the wake of recent urban violence, as well as the threat of torrential downpours and flooding from Tropical Storm Fiona, 4.5 million Haitians are in need of immediate food assistance.
The Florida-based nonprofit Christian relief agency Food for the Poor is planning to immediately distribute 25 tractor-trailer loads of rice, along with other food and emergency supplies, tapping into its network of 4,000 distribution points throughout Haiti. A spokesman for the charity says a key component of its emergency relief distribution is its network of 53 churches in the metropolitan area of Port-au-Prince, Haiti's capital city. Food for the Poor says it's also closely monitoring Tropical Storm Fiona, which forecasters say could grow to hurricane strength later today. Anyone wanting to donate to the nonprofit charity's relief efforts or get more information on its emergency response to the Haiti crisis, go to foodforthepoor.org. George Williams reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Maryland company will build a natural gas power plant in northern West Virginia.
Officials say it was made possible by a recently signed law that gives tax breaks for alternative energy projects. Competitive Power Ventures of Silver Spring, Maryland will construct the 1,800-megawatt plant in Doddridge County, a top producer of natural gas in the state. The company says more than 1,000 union jobs will be used in the construction of the combined cycle plant. The plant expected to start operations later this decade. John Scott reporting.
The Bird Migration Explorer mapping tool is now available free to the public. It is an ongoing collaboration between 11 groups that collect and analyze data on 450 bird species movements, including the U.S. Geological Survey, Georgetown University, and the National Audubon Society. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an excellent program for you here today. In studio, my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome to Senior Care Life.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for having me on again today. Great to be here, and hopefully we can give the listeners some great information on the show today.
There's no doubt about it, no doubt in my mind, and I think our listeners are really going to benefit from this great information. So if you're listening, you're tuning in, you're like, well, what's this all about? Let me give you some information, some contact information. Right, so Ben, we can call your cell phone. You want a cell phone? Okay. So Ben gave me the nod, the yep, that's fine, Steve, nod. So reach out to Ben at 402-450-0199. That's Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199, or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. It's an excellent website. And Ben, we're still introducing, you know, all of us to a national audience now. So could you give us an overview? What services do you offer at Home Downsizing Solutions?
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve. The primary thing that we focus on is helping seniors and their families transition from their house that they probably owned a long time, maybe needs repairs and updating, to either a smaller home or apartment or other type of senior community in the what we term the fastest, easiest, most convenient way to make that happen for them.
Okay, and you're buying homes in an as-is condition. So if someone's out there saying, "Oh, wait a minute, I'm going to have to, we're going to have to paint, we're going to have to do a lot of work to get this house in a condition to sell," well, that's not what we're talking about. That's more of an approach for a retail approach or a strategy. Isn't that correct?
Yes, what we specialize in the benefits that people find value in, the reason that they would do business with us, is if they have a house that needs repairs, maybe needs updating, maybe it's going to need a number of things for a traditional buyer to qualify for a loan or to get traditional insurance on. Maybe they want to stay in the house a while before they make that transition if their new home or apartment just isn't ready for them. And so if they find the convenience, the ease to work with us, and just to skip all the potential hassles of selling a house in a traditional manner, mm-hmm. that's why they would come to us.
Okay. And if you're anything like it, a lot of my clients have lived in their home for not years, but for decades. And, you know, so we've lived in our house for about, I don't know, 16 and a half years. It's kind of amazing how much stuff you accumulate. So if you've lived in the house for decades and it's very easy to have clutter, just have too much stuff. And frankly, as you're getting older, just some things will fall into disrepair, maybe out of style, maybe it needs some update and some repair. And the choices are you spend months getting all of these things finished and tens of thousands of dollars, maybe even more than that, or you can sell the house as is and just walk away.
That's absolutely correct. Again, the typical person that we work with appreciates and values those benefits that we can offer to them. And really, that's just to make a stress-free, hassle-free sale and for them to be able to transition to their next home or apartment whenever they want to.
All right, that is excellent. Home Downsizing Solutions, Mr. Ben Socheck at 402-450-0199 or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, earlier, this is the hot topic on everyone's just top of mind. Well, there are a lot of things top of mind, but this one is on the top of the heap. The cost of everything and inflation and everything. So we had a monthly market update on that inflation figure earlier this week.
That's correct. Actually, that I heard this morning, the numbers for August were inflation year over year were 8.3%, which is down a tiny bit, I guess, from the last couple of months. But it's still a very hot, very high inflation number. And I believe the month-to-month numbers were a little higher than they were expecting as well. Mm-hmm. And so long-term mortgage rates, 30-year mortgage rates, were at or just over 6% before they announced those numbers.
Ouch. Yep.
So, again, I don't have any crystal ball. I'm not a Ph.D. in economics or anything like that. But that would tell me that interest rates are going to continue to go up. The Federal Reserve has signaled that they're going to be aggressive in getting inflation down. And so that would tell, I think, myself and others that they're going to keep raising those rates until that inflation number comes down, which is not necessarily good for the housing market if you're wanting to sell.
That's right. And if you're wanting to buy, you're going to put the brakes on that because – frankly, we got pretty spoiled with, I mean, less than 2 years ago, what was inflation is 1 point something. It was under 2. Now it's 8.3, and you can celebrate all you want, and that's better than 8.5, but not much. It still stinks.
It does. And really, the amazing thing, too, is less than 12 months ago, long-term interest rates on houses were less than 3%.
Yeah.
And so now they've more than doubled with that continuation going forward for some time.
Yeah, they're going to keep going up, and I've heard that the Fed is going to raise 0.75%, and there's some speculation that because it only went down to 8.3, there's some speculation that they may even go over that. That's just speculative at this point, but that's a lot.
I think that's certainly the talk. The way it sounds, it's a consensus that they will raise the 0.75 or 75 basis points. And it depends on whether, I guess, enough of the Fed governors want to go over that to try and get in front of this. But, again, I have no crystal ball on any of this, but it's going to put more pressure for people that want to buy a home. It's going to reduce their buying power, which typically translates into lower housing prices, but that will remain to be seen.
And if fewer buyers, because guess what? I used to be able to buy a house at 3%. Now it's costing me low sixes, probably going up after this most recent report and the Fed's adjustment anticipated. Yet this month, okay, that could go up to 6.5. Now we're approaching 7, and all of a sudden they're like, you know what? This house doesn't look so bad. We're going to hold up, and we're going to wait for these interest rates to come back down. Why don't we just fix up our house, or just sit here and just not move, or stay in our apartment and forego buying a house right now, and maybe we'll buy one a few years down the road. So all of a sudden you have fewer buyers, and now you're in real trouble.
it's again, it's hard to say what's going to happen. There's a lot of speculation about what can happen. There's the train of thought that maybe housing prices won't go down because there will be less buyers, or there will be less. It's a tight housing market anyway.
Yeah.
So if people don't want to sell, there's going to be at least some demand for buyers out there. But also, there's what's driven a lot of this market the last 2 or 3 years is a lot of investor activity, big hedge funds putting billions of dollars buying a bunch of single-family residential houses. I think a lot of that's gone away from what I hear. And so that's going to affect the market also and reduce that demand that's been there for the last couple of years. And so going forward, it's going to be interesting to what the next 6 to 12 months really does in the market.
So what does this have to do with selling your house as is? Well, it's very, very much related. So if you're in your house and you're looking at downsizing, maybe you're moving from your house to an independent living apartment. On this program, we talk a lot with Ben about selling your home as is and moving into a senior care community. Independent living, assisted living, you may or may not need memory care along the way. You may need full-blown long-term care, also known as a nursing home. And if you need to do that, Ben, sometimes we have a timing situation where if I sell my house, what if I have to wait a couple of months for my assisted living apartment to become available?
Correct. That's, again, one of the biggest benefits that people really like with us is that, or maybe just a regular apartment. If a person's been in a house a long time and they've been keeping an eye on a part of town, maybe a particular complex, apartment complex, and that ground floor unit that accepts pets becomes available, and they want to be gone right now. They don't want to wait 30 days or 60 days. They want their house sold this week. And so we've accommodated that type of situation, as well as the opposite, like you mentioned, of letting the person stay in the house for up to 90 days.
All right, excellent. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199, or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week: does increasing interest rates affect your ability to sell your house as is? So the answer, yes or no. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
60 seconds of service.
Great memories on the cold front hunt. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
A crisp Eastern Shore Maryland morning greets the sunrise on this last regular waterfowl hunting day of the year. This stretch of the Atlantic Flyway has some of the best waterfowl hunting in the world, but it's not just the hunting that creates memories. This year, Maryland's Natural Resources has added a veteran hunt to this as well. So now, not only can those 16 and under enjoy this beauty, active members of the armed forces, including active National Guard and Reserves, may go hunting as well. Philip Clark is a veteran and has helped with excursions for veterans before. He says to see the happiness it brings to guys like that, it's an experience I'll never forget.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Does the impact of increasing interest rates affect your ability to sell your house as is? Is that question yes or no? And the answer is no. The answer is no. And I suppose, Ben, you could say it depends, but I'm thinking no, because you're still out talking to people about buying houses as is. So I would say no, but you might disagree with me.
As far as a yes or no answer, I think you're correct that I'll buy houses in any market. That's absolutely correct. From a seller's perspective, though, if interest rates go up or continue to go up, that would typically affect the price or value of what others will see in your house,
yep,
traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas this spring a person might have had for example, a $200,000 house, because a potential buyer can now qualify for just a lower amount for a loan, they might see a $150,000 or $175,000 house, not a $200,000 house.
Because it's all driven by that monthly affordability factor.
Payments.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's right. And all of a sudden, if the interest rates doubled and more than doubled, all of a sudden, our monthly payment just went up, so we can only afford, you know, X dollars versus all of these premium rates that, not rates, but sales prices that we were getting just as recently as springtime.
Correct. That is the surprising thing, if I can speak here this morning,
yeah,
is that this is really happening pretty quick. Just a few months ago, it was a hot market when a person could put a house on the market and have multiple offers within literally a few days, and typically over asking price. And now we're certainly seeing a change from that, where a house will actually be sitting on the market for a while, depending on where the market is or where your local geographic market is,
yeah,
and where you're at in a particular town. And so it's changing rapidly, and with interest rates going up, it's going to continue, I believe.
That'll continue. There's no doubt about it. So if you're interested in exploring the option of selling your house as is, for cash, I would reach out to Ben Socek. He makes this whole process very simple. He can turn this around very quickly. And there are some situations where if you need to, you need your cash in hand, but you still need to stay in the house for a period of time while you're waiting for your new home to be ready to go, he'll let you do that. 402-450-0199. That's Home Downsizing Solutions, Ben Socek, 402-450-0199. You can visit online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, previously in some of the programs, we talked about this a few months back, I believe. We talked about these wholesalers, and since the money was so cheap and there were so many buyers, they would promise to sell your house as is with no intention of buying that house as is. And then they would turn around and basically look to flip the house, find a buyer for the house, and then make money on a paper transaction. So what will wholesalers do now that the market is starting to change very quickly?
What I would suspect, and of course they're out there advertising that they will buy your house just like a real house buyer would, but you're correct, without the intention or typically financial ability to actually close on that property, because they don't have any skin in the game, they are sometimes likely to overpromise what they can pay for a house, but it sounds pretty good to a seller that is looking for, understandably, the highest and best price that they can get for their house.
Yeah.
But the wholesaler will typically ask for a 21 to 30 day inspection period, which is a way that they can get their potential buyers into the house.
That gives them time to market your house online and find another buyer, because they're not really the buyer.
Correct. And with pictures that they sometimes get the seller to take for them if they're not in the area.
Yeah.
But with this market that's starting to correct, their end buyers are starting to lower their prices that they're willing to pay for a house, if they're even willing to step into the market at this point, because of the problems with supply chain issues, with getting supplies to rehab a house. And so what that can do is lead to a seller not actually finding a real buyer to buy their house when they think they're going to. So my anticipation would be either the wholesaler is going to come back and ask for a lower price,
mm-hmm.
or they're just going to go away.
I think we're going to see fewer. You pointed it out, and then I started paying attention, and I started seeing all of these wholesaling programs and call today and you can get rich and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's exactly what Ben told me about. I think we're going to see a lot of those folks just kind of go away, because rapidly changing market, increasing interest rates, that kind of breaks their model.
Correct. If they don't have, just like back in 2009, after the 2008 market correction, if they only have one way to sell a house, i.e. find the higher buyer that they can flip their contract to, and that goes away, then they have nothing to offer a seller.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So something similar to that happened back in 2008, 2009.
Yep.
And so if you're a real seller looking for a real solution, then it's going to be a challenge working with someone like that when they really don't have any financial backing or interest intent to actually buy your house.
All right. And let me say that wholesaler model, to me, it's pretty shady. I think it should be illegal, frankly, but that is not what Home Downsizing Solutions does. Ben and his team will look at your house, make you a fair and legitimate cash offer. If you accept, they buy your house. There's no funny business here at Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199, or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, we only have about a minute or so left, but tell us quickly about your Home Downsizing Secrets. That's a book that you've written to help our listeners, well, and everyone, actually.
Absolutely. It's a book that I wrote to go through what I would term the reality of selling a house in a regular market. Again, we had a very hot market for the last couple of years. But in typical markets, there's certain things a person has to do or has to take into account when they want to sell a house. And so I wrote that book to expose people to the realities of doing that. And they can just go to homedownsizingsecrets.com to get a free copy, or they can call our office toll-free, 855-291-5005, and we'd be happy to send them out a copy free of charge as well.
Okay, what was that toll-free number again, Ben?
855-291-5005 or homedownsizingsecrets.com.
Okay, and how much does the book cost?
Free book. If you want a hard copy on the website, you would just pay for shipping and handling.
Okay, wow. That's a deal. HomeDownsizingSecrets.com. You will learn a lot. And so I would recommend reaching out, again, to Ben Selchek with Home Downsizing Solutions, and he will take great care of you. Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it, and keep up the great work.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve, for having me, and I hope your listeners got some value out of the show today.
They definitely did, no doubt about it. And coming up next, a consumer alert you do not want to miss.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air, talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Flash Wilderness.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, just go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And now, about that consumer alert.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so many times previously I've discussed these free, and I put out my air quotes, free referral services on the program, and it's in an effort to educate my listening audience on their business model and how they actually work. And in my opinion, they're deceptive, and that's my opinion on this thing, and I can back that up. I can at least back up my opinion. They're deceptive because they appear to work for you and your family, when the truth is they actually partner with and work with the facilities that they recommend. That's how they're paid. So if you choose a place that's on their short and incomplete list, guess what? They get a giant kickback. All right, and let me just give you an idea. It's very common for them to be paid the first month's cost as a commission, a referral bonus, or many people call it a kickback. And the average assisted living facility that you're going to pay anywhere, you know, $6,000-$8,000, pretty common. Long-term care, you're going to be spending $8,000 or $9,000 to $12,000-$14,000. So there's some huge money here. Okay, so they're free to you because they don't work for you, and they don't represent all of your options in the market. Only the ones willing to pay them these huge kickbacks. So are the places they recommend really your best options, or are they just the ones that are willing to pay these giant kickbacks to these quote-unquote free referral services? Okay. Well, I guess that's for you to decide, but I looked up one of these free referral services on the Better Business Bureau, and I thought, I wonder if there are any complaints, and boy, whoo, let me tell you what, I found a lot of complaints on this one particular free referral service. So I'm just going to share a few of these with you here and add a little bit of commentary, but I'll tell you what, I've heard this time and time again. Someone thinks they're directly calling the care provider, right? So they're calling straight to the care provider, only to find out they've contacted one of these free referral services acting as a middleman. These folks deliberately misrepresent themselves, and they know exactly what they're doing. So here's the complaint. I'm moving my grandmother back home from a different state. There's a senior living community, which is an assisted living facility, right down the street from my house that I wanted to set up a tour and just get some pricing for. I went to their website and called the number listed. For some reason, I was connected to this free referral service. Now, I questioned why I had reached them and not the assisted living facility directly. And the woman said, "Oh, you reached the right place. We're directly affiliated with them." She started asking me a lot of questions, and I said again several times that I just wanted to set up a tour and get pricing for that particular place. She told me not to worry and made it appear that this was just part of the process and it would be all right and all taken care of. She knew that I was under the impression that I was speaking to someone from the assisted living community, and she was intentionally being misleading, deceitful, and misrepresented herself. I found out when talking to a friend that they are an agency that works on commission. They did not find anything or any place for me. I did that myself. They did nothing to earn their commission. All right, so that was, again, you could go to the Better Business Bureau and read all of this for yourself. And I've just heard this time and time again, and this is what I hear a lot. They just won't stop calling me. So here's another one. We contacted this free referral service last year to get suggestions on an assisted living facility for my mom. And after further research, we decided not to use one of their places. We used a place suggested by our neighbor. This free referral service continues calling me ever since, and they ask where we placed my mom. I told them, well, it wasn't in one of your places that you recommended, so it's none of your business. My mom has since passed away, but this free referral service continues to call me. I just want them to leave me alone. I mean, can you believe that? This is why I feel how I feel about these places, and you can tell I don't like them, period. Another one along that lines, this was the Better Business Bureau complaint, harassing calls from someone named Kelly. I get calls every 2 hours, and they will not stop. Right? So I warned a long time ago that these free referral services, they're cultivating names. And guess what? Guess what? Once you reach out to them, either online or by phone, etc., they collect your name, your information, and guess what? They own you. They own your name throughout the continuum of care. And once you make any sort of contact, even down the road, a different level of care, right, they literally own your name. And if it pops up in any one of their places in the next 5 years, could be, possibly longer than that, that facility owes them their commission. So this is going a step further here, though. Okay, I'm just going to paraphrase this. This lady reached out to referral service number one, decided not to use them, didn't like the way they did business, so she started using referral service number two. And then she started calling places. Well, some of these places said, well, we can't work with you if you're using referral service number two because we can only work with you if you use referral service number one because you contacted them first. Right? So now they're being territorial and not allowing the facility to work with any other free referral service. And she said, you do not own me. You do not own my name. If you don't remove my name from your service, I'll be contacting the Attorney General's office. So they're getting even aggressive in these, what I feel is pretty shady and questionable business tactics. All right. I've had a lot of questions coming in from our listening audience regarding the free referral service. But Steve, he was so nice. I just can't believe his company would work like you've described. And he said this particular place was the best place for my mom. But Steve, she seemed so knowledgeable and trusting. She had such a caring tone to her voice when we spoke to her over the phone. All right. Well, I get it. I get that. You need to understand, though, these people are very good at their job, and they are very well-trained. Here's the fact. They're trying to convince you to choose one of the places on their short, incomplete list of facilities willing to pay them this, thousands and thousands of dollars in kickbacks just to get you in the door and to choose one of those places. Okay, so of course they're nice. Of course they sound caring. They're trying to make a sale. Right? So here's how you know for sure if the service is paid giant kickbacks from the very places they recommend. Here's how you know for sure that they are business partners with the facilities. Here's how you know for sure that they do not work for you and do not represent you and your family. Are you ready for this? This is the one single thing that you look for. and it answers everything for you. Okay, it answers everything. Is the service free to you? Is the service a free service? Well, yeah, they mentioned that, you know, there's no charge. Okay, there it is. Then that's how it works. That's how it works. Look, these people are not volunteers, and they do not work for some charitable organization. Really, to the contrary, these places are generating hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're worth more than that. One of them is worth now over $1 billion. That's how big this is. That's how much money they're making. So if it's free to you, then they're getting paid by the facility they recommend. Period. That's how it works. That's how it works. Right? And if you dare respond to an online ad, maybe you click on a link by mistake. Maybe you just click on several links while you're exploring your options online. Or heavens forbid, you make a phone call. What I've just discussed is what you may experience. All right? So, just to wrap up this consumer alert, if you choose to contact a free referral service, be very careful, because your experience may lead to filing a similar complaint with the Better Business Bureau.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
And up next, I'll answer the question of when to consider moving to a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9th, 2009. Then a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed four great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member of FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
Here's Mike Rose from Academy Services Group.
Number one is I always want to make sure I could get the URL for what I want to do. I love having my name as my URL. If you went through each of my URLs, they're all my company name. AmazingPestControl.com, HeritageFireSecurity.com, NationwideCleaners.com, VeteransWorldwideMaintenance.com. And they're all tied into the academyserviceGroup.com. And you have to have that URL, and you have to have a nice vanity phone number. So there's another website that I use to find these vanity phone numbers, like 1-800, you know, got milk. If you're selling milk, you want that phone number, right? People, it's easy to remember.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so as promised, I want to answer the most frequently asked question that I've received in the last 20 years, since 2002 when operating Senior Care Consulting. And this is it. And I hear it so many times. Steve, how do you know when to move? When is the right time to consider moving from your home to a senior care community? And I'll tell you, that's a huge question. It's a tough question. It can be an agonizing question. You don't want to move too soon. You don't want to wait too long and move too late. Many times it's very obvious. It's extremely obvious. But I'll have to say the majority of the time, it's not so obvious. And there's just a lot of gray area in there. So I like to say that the following things should trigger that conversation of moving from your home to a senior care community, or at least consider moving. Okay. So here it is. So number one, the top reason to consider moving from your home to a senior care community: when it's no longer safe to live at home. Okay, and so we have a safety issue there, and I have a few examples here. Leaving the stovetop burners on, I can't believe how many times I've heard leaving the stovetop burners on and causing a fire or melting a pan and avoiding disaster. I just hear it all the time. That's an easy one to fix. You can, you know, flip the breaker or turn off the gas, and there you go. You've fixed the issue. But that's usually not a problem until it is a problem. Then hopefully it's not too late. But that's a major safety issue. Wandering away and can't find your way back home, that would have to do with someone with cognitive issues. And that will also trigger a silver alert. And I see these things all the time on my social media sites. And every time I see one where a silver alert has been issued, every single time I go click share, and I forward that and I share it on my page just to get it out to, you know, thousands and thousands of people. So that's a major, major safety issue. And let me say this, and I won't dwell on this, but someone said, well, yeah, Steve, we just locked Dad in his house, so he can't get out. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What happens if there's a fire or an emergency and he has to get out of there? Go back there and unlock his house and do better, okay? So if you're thinking about doing that or if you're doing that, don't do that, okay? There are better solutions. Malnutrition and dehydration. I had one guy say, yeah, Dad's not eating very well, Steve. And I'm like, well, what's he eating? He said, well, he'll eat a package of Oreos, a whole pack, every day. I'm like, oh, my goodness, are you serious? So, and sometimes you have people are just not eating well at all. They're becoming dehydrated. Lots and lots of medical issues around both of those issues of malnutrition and dehydration. So you can't let that go. Unsanitary living conditions just due to neglect or just the inability to take care of things around the house. Injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. This one flies under the radar. But this is a major safety issue. Not taking your medications on time. Maybe not taking your medications at all. Right? So, I mean, that could have deadly health consequences. So, that's a huge, huge safety issue. And then another one, elder financial abuse. And usually we've talked about that comes from the inner circle many, many times, but that's another safety issue. And so when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, the number one thing that should trigger that conversation when it's no longer safe to live at home. Number two, I would call this a really close number two, maybe a 1A, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. Now we have a problem. Now we have two people declining, and you just can't let that go on very long. Okay, and I know everyone tries to be understanding, and everyone pours themselves out, trying to be the best caregiver you can be. But if it's at the expense of your own health and well-being, and now you're declining, you can't let that go very long. Right? We're talking about your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and of course your physical health. So as caregivers, we tend to place our own needs on the back burner. We skip doctor's appointments, dentist appointments. We skip going to see our optometrist or ophthalmologist. We start skipping social events like book club, meeting with our friends, donuts with the guys on Friday morning. We stop going to church, other gatherings where we get out, we interact with people. Let me say this, and I won't go into all the gory details of examples. I've just seen it far too frequently, though. Stress is a very, very powerful force. It will crush you. Stress will manifest itself in physical symptoms, and it will crush you, and it will win. At some point, you're going to break. I have seen way too many examples of the caregiver passing away before the person they're providing care for, because they've put all of their own needs on the back burner and they're just pouring out because they love this person. They love their spouse, their mom or their dad. They love this person so much that they pour everything in. They don't take care of themselves. They end up passing away before the person they're caring for. And now you've totally defeated the purpose. Now you're not here to watch out after them and to take care of them. And you just can't let that go on very long. So that's why it's a close two or maybe a 1A. All right. Number three, when the cost of home care becomes too expensive. Now, if you know me, you know I'm a huge fan of home care. I think it's a fantastic service, and it could extend your stay living independently at home for months, if not years. But the fact is, once your need for home care services starts to increase and you start to get up to needing 12 hours, 15, 18, 24-hour care, home care has increased a lot here recently. It used to be $18, $20, maybe $25 an hour. Now it's pretty common to see a reputable home care company that does everything right charging $35 to $40 an hour. So at some point, the cost of in-home care just may become cost prohibitive if you need too many hours, and that should trigger that conversation. All right. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is not enough, why not consider changing your role from that hands-on caregiver to the care manager, meaning get out, find a great place for your loved one. And again, Senior Care Consulting can help you do that, but if you choose to do it on your own, that's fine, right? Find a place where they can provide that 24-hour care, and then you can go back to your role as the loving spouse, the loving child, in my case, the loving grandchild, and more of your traditional role, and then you can manage the care. Make sure that your loved one receives everything that they need and they get the great care that they deserve. And then you don't have to worry about all the stress that comes along with being that hands-on caregiver. So hopefully that helps you answer that question, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. London police are staging their biggest security operation ever as President Biden and world leaders gather for Queen Elizabeth's state funeral.
About 2,000 guests, including the president, other heads of state, and members of the royal family, will attend the funeral at Westminster Abbey. Officials also expect hundreds of thousands of people to fill London's streets. The city's Metropolitan Police Department confirms that this will be the largest single policing event they've ever undertaken, as they protect world leaders and monarchs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden declared an emergency after Hurricane Fiona struck Puerto Rico's southwest coast this afternoon, unleashing landslides and knocking out the power grid. Forecasters said the storm would cause catastrophic flooding, threatening to dump levels, historic levels of rain, up to 30 inches in some isolated areas. Republicans are sounding optimistic about flipping a Senate seat held by Democrats in Colorado.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida is running point for his party in the midterm elections and tells the Salem Radio Network,
"Here's why we're going to win in Colorado."
First, he says incumbent Democrat Michael Bennett is struggling with just a 44% approval rating.
Number two is Biden's numbers are under 40. Biden's numbers are under 40 in what, you know, people always think, oh, Colorado's all blue. Well, they don't like Biden.
Further, Scott says Republican Joe O'Day and his wife Celeste are making new inroads with Colorado's Hispanic community. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, President Biden says U.S. forces would defend Taiwan if China tries to invade the self-ruled island claimed by Beijing. Mr. Biden's comments adds to increasing displays of official U.S. support for the island democracy in the face of intimidation by the mainland's ruling Communist Party. Mr. Biden making his remarks during an interview on CBS News' 60 Minutes program Sunday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A group of residents and business owners have joined with several members of the Board of Trustees of the West Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to create a coalition to raise awareness among voters about the need for change in the city council election this fall. West Hollywood for the People Coalition Chair Kenneth Kaplan tells the Salem Radio Network their quality of life, which includes safe neighborhoods and a sense of community, is disappearing.
We're losing those. We're losing those because of the economic policies. We're losing those because of the public safety policies. And people are concerned that there'll be a veritable wall built around West Hollywood that will only allow big box corporate and high net worth individuals in this town. And we will lose everything that we sought to build here.
A A recent survey conducted by the Pandemic Recovery Coalition found that West Hollywood residents and businesses say they're not safe, that city policies are threatening WeHo's public safety. Breaking news at townhall.com. The U.S. Navy is transitioning away from a traditional fleet to new vessels, which are equipped with lasers and hypersonic missiles. Yale history professor Dr. Paul Kennedy tells the Salem Radio Network the size of today's Navy is very different from the makeup after World War II.
One of the questions about our present power is the possible vulnerability of the limited number of warships, including limited number of aircraft carriers, which we have across, stretched across the globe today.
And Kennedy says the U.S. still bears a burden to maintain its military assets.
The United States is still the, despite deficiencies, the powerhouse and the center of the Western military economic order remains. But it changes because of newer technology.
More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, y'all, are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner, where they've just introduced four new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet, three eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich, crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies, and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time, Black Bear Diner.
6864. That's 800-607-6860.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program that highlights the best of natural medicine, the best of high-tech medicine. Put those together, and we call it Intelligent Medicine. You can be part of the show by calling 877-726-8255. We're here and awaiting your calls, and you can come directly into the doctor's office, pose any question that you like. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk in a moment about multivitamins. Paraphrasing Rodney Dangerfield, they don't get no respect. And we're also going to talk about some new amazing findings on omega-3 fatty acids, coenzyme Q10, and we'll talk about the benefits of tea. An entire issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition devoted to the benefits of green and black tea. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's get going on the subject of multivitamins, because multivitamins have been maligned as of late. A couple of months ago, I wrote one of my newsletter articles on that subject. The title of that newsletter article was, "They say multivitamins are a waste of money." Really? Turns out that multivitamins, which contain most of the essential vitamins and minerals at doses that provide greater than 100% of the RDA, are the most commonly used dietary supplements in the U.S. Approximately one-third of U.S. adults take one or another formulation. But there's been a major media blitz and medical journal blitz against the use of supplements, in particular targeting multivitamins. Here's a sample of some of the headlines. Study finds says, quote, multivitamins are a waste of money for most people. The Sydney Morning Herald says multivitamins continue to disappoint. And in the Journal of the American Medical Association, there's an op-ed entitled Multivitamins and Supplements, Benign Prevention or Potentially Harmful Distraction? And what they're saying here basically is that gullible people will take multivitamins as a bulwark against all kinds of misfortune, superstitiously, without any basis in real science, while at the same time engaging in unhealthy diet and lifestyle practices. And what they're saying here is this is a distraction. People should be intently focused on diet and exercise, but really this is a shibboleth that I've been battling for my entire career. A shibboleth is a mistaken narrative, because the overwhelming majority of my patients and listeners take multivitamins not as a substitute for, but rather as an accoutrement of a concerted effort to eat healthy and maximize physical fitness. Many of you out there, you're listening to this program, you want to find out about the latest vitamins and supplements, but you're not ignoring exercise. You're not smoking, drinking to excess, taking prescription painkillers instead of looking for natural alternatives. So this is just a wrong narrative. But one of the studies that was lately cited as calling into question the efficacy of multivitamins was something called the COSMOS trial. And in that trial, it was found that cocoflavanol supplements curb cardiovascular deaths by 27%. That's pretty exciting. But they also studied the use of multivitamins, and vitamins didn't fare as well. They kind of struck out. And so what we're saying here is that based on the study, we can conclude that multivitamins are a waste of time, that people are being deluded. That's what a lot of these headlines are talking about. But if you take a closer look at the study, the research was sponsored in part by Pfizer Consumer Care, who supplied the Centrum Silver used as a multi. And I'm not particularly a fan of this lightweight multi. The ingredients, many of which are inferior quality, synthetic vitamin E instead of mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols, beta-carotene instead of mixed carotenoids, folic acid instead of folate, and so on. And at doses that are really paltry, for example, there was just 60 milligrams of vitamin C in there, tiny amounts of zinc and other critical nutrients, and a lot of synthetic ingredients thrown in, poorly absorbed magnesium oxide, the cheapest, least bioavailable form of magnesium. And so I pushed back on that COSMOS study, saying, you know, how is it possible to indict multivitamins as a category based on a study using a paltry dose of the nutrients that we need? But here's the interesting part, because sometimes they take studies and it takes a while for them to analyze the data, and then they publish subsequent studies. And this reevaluation of the COSMOS study really blows my mind, because while multivitamins didn't significantly reduce cardiovascular death, didn't reduce cardiovascular disease in this study, a new finding is that as part of the COSMOS study, even with a paltry, poor quality multivitamin, Centrum, headline here is daily multivitamin may improve cognition and possibly protect against cognitive decline. Wow. Okay. What they found is that the use of daily multivitamin mineral supplementation resulted in statistically significant cognitive improvement, even over the relatively short period of time of the study. The researchers estimated that 3 years of multivitamin supplementation
roughly translated to a 60% slowing of cognitive decline. That's about a 1.8-year advantage in terms of progressive cognitive decline that normally occurs with aging. So you can set back the cognitive decline clock by 1.8 years merely by taking a Centrum. Imagine what you'd get by taking a truly potent multivitamin with good quality ingredients and significant doses. It turns out the benefits were relatively more pronounced in participants with significant cardiovascular disease, which is good news because those are the very individuals who are already at increased risk for cognitive impairment and decline. If you've got diabetes, you've got a bad heart, metabolic syndrome, a high cholesterol to HDL ratio, you're at risk for more rapid cognitive decline. And the multivitamins seem to work even better, producing more dramatic results in those individuals who are already at risk of cognitive decline. And I discussed this issue recently in a podcast, just came out, with Dr. Alan Gaby. Dr. Alan Gaby is an authority on vitamins and supplements. He's been talking about them for 40 years. He's the author of a magnificent textbook of nutritional medicine, recently updated. And his op-ed in the Townsend Journal mirrors mine. It's entitled, "They're Telling Us That Nutritional Supplements Are a Waste of Money." Well, he says, au contraire. And he criticizes the media for uncritically parroting the results of some of these studies and accepting the anti-supplement bias that occurs in many medical journals. He says, quote, "The fact that so many media outlets came up with an almost identical misleading headline makes one think that reporters were just lazily and without any analysis of their own repeating a statement from a press release. It's easy. Medical journal issues a press release. You rearrange a couple of paragraphs, change a couple of prepositions, and you got an instant article that can appear in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, that makes for easy fodder on TV, convincing people that they're idiots taking vitamins and supplements. So, new study. Daily multivitamin may improve cognition and possibly protect against cognitive decline. Dramatic results with a mere Centrum. Imagine what you can achieve with more balanced supplementation using quality ingredients at doses that are truly meaningful. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. There.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. We've got a call from Harold in the Bronx, New York. How you doing, Harold?
Yes, some of the great New York Yankees.
Right, and also home of my alma mater, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. I actually went to med school up in the Bronx.
Yes,
the Bronx is pretty cool.
Help me out, Dr. Hoffman. I was really surprised, super surprised, when you interviewed Alan, Dr. Gabby, who certainly has a tremendous reputation in the field of integrative medicine, when he kind of indicated that he was for a relatively low dosage of vitamin D and indicated its dangers. I did a search of PubMed, and I've seen, like, literally hundreds of studies which indicated the utility of vitamin D. At least have, 4,000 or 5,000 a day, a blood level. And you were very kind and gentle. You did give a little pushback. I know even in your immune reset, you indicate the importance of vitamin D. So how does one reconcile that? Because he certainly is, in favor of nutrients and an expert in the area.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Harold. And there was a little bit of a point-counterpoint in my recent podcast, because on the one hand, Dr. Gaby is urging, he's a big fan of vitamin D, but he's urging conservatism about vitamin D dosing. He's saying that maybe people should be wary of high doses like 5 or 10,000 international units per day. And on the other hand, recently I interviewed Dr. William Grant, and that's a podcast that will probably post next week, who's a big advocate of vitamin D, not just for bones, but for a wide variety of problems, for cardiovascular prevention, for diabetes, for hypertension, for mood disorders and depression, for immunity, in particular respiratory infections, and specifically for COVID. And on and on it goes, autoimmunity too. And so the answer to your question, what's the maximum amount of vitamin D you should take? My opinion is that it depends. The average healthy person might get away with 1,000 or 2,000 international units. I take 2,000 international units of vitamin D, except when I'm sick, and then I, slam vitamin D, take higher doses for a while. In the summer, I might take less. In the winter, I might take more, because in the summer, I get a ton of sunlight, unless I manage to get away to a southern hemisphere. And so it depends on what I think we need to do is we need to individualize it. We need to individualize based on a person's condition. Perhaps people with autoimmune conditions like multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis, they may require higher doses of vitamin D because it's purpose-driven. It's to suppress their over-exuberant autoimmune response. And vitamin D can tamp that down and regulate it. Similarly, people who have a great deal of inflammation may require more vitamin D. And then there's the genetic capacity to absorb and utilize vitamin D, which varies all over the map. And we talk about this in our podcast with Dr. Grant. So if you're an avid Intelligent Medicine podcast listener, we urge all our listeners to subscribe. But you're hearing Dr. William Grant with a decidedly different opinion on the utility of vitamin D at relatively high doses. And with a high margin for safety, look, in nutrition, there's always going to be controversy. But at one extreme are the people saying vitamins and supplements are worthless. And at the other are people saying that mega dosing is a panacea for all manner of illness. And the truth lies somewhere in between. So, for you, I don't know much about your health, but I would, find out about your levels. I think testing for levels is important. I would shoot for a level of 50 or 60, perhaps individuals with cancer, we can go a little higher because we know that vitamin D has cancer suppressive effects. That's how we handle that question. I mean, it's an excellent point that you make.
And it seems that most integrative MDs recommend at least 50 to 100 blood level. And I've been taking like 8,000, and then I had it tested, and that gets my blood level to around 55, 60.
Well, there you have it. What we're seeing is that your blood levels are taking fairly high levels of vitamin D are equivalent to what a normal younger person might get if they spend a fair amount of time on the beach in Southern California. And so those are not unsafe levels, and that suggests that the dosage for you is Goldilocks principle: not too hot, not too cold, just right. So that sounds good. Thanks very much for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com. Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
How's school, son?
Okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, Mom. I'm the smartest kid in the world. Now, can I borrow the car keys?
No, what happened?
There was some drama in the parking lot. Someone backed into my buddy's car. I'm meeting him at Mako.
Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Now, did you call ahead and make an appointment at 530-226-0992?
Yep.
You are my smartest child.
Mom, I'm your only child.
Uh-oh. Better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call for your free estimate at 530-226-0992.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
60 seconds of service.
A home for custom caring. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a time when U.S. Army Sergeant Pam Kelly envisioned the rest of her life unfolding in the military. Kelly, who served for 17 years, found readjusting to civilian life to be a challenge. She became isolated and shut off from the world. Enter the nonprofit group Villagers for Veterans. Since 2014, the group is focused on helping severely wounded vets. Kelly really started to lean on the group. In fact, the group spent more than 2 years fundraising for Kelly's smart home, raising more than $300,000 for the Central Florida Veterans House. Watching Kelly tour the home was touching. She marveled at the accessibility and remarked about how it was built just for her and her needs.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. More of your calls coming up, 877-726-8255. And let me give you an update on our Save Our Supplements campaign, because there's a concerted effort, a disinformation campaign about the safety of supplements, about their efficacy, and it's designed to provide cover for efforts to further regulate the supplement industry. Congress is seeking to enlarge FDA's purview over supplements, and it's truly an all-hands-on-deck moment. And I've told you to go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That stands for the Alliance for Natural Health, drhoffman.com/ANH, to learn how you can take action and let your legislators, your congressmen and women, know about this encroachment and how you feel about it. And I'm going to give you an update that is very positive, because it's been on again, off again for supplement regulation. And it literally changes from week to week, the likelihood of this restrictive legislation passing. And there's an ebb and flow. There's a lot of fighting on the floors of Congress about this language. It's called MPL, Mandatory Product Listing. And the headline here from Nutrient Ingredients, which is a publication that monitors the nutrition industry, MPL language appears destined to be stripped from final FDA fees bill. So there's a little bit of a subterfuge here. FDA has to be funded every year via a congressional vote. And if it doesn't, and the deadline is September 30th, then literally thousands of FDA employees will be furloughed or laid off because there's no appropriations to pay them. So this bill has to pass. But what they want to do is they want to tack on all kinds of extraneous stuff, like mandatory product listing restrictions for the supplement industry, onto this bill, which is going to have to pass. I mean, it would be a disaster if it didn't pass. And Congress is unanimous on the need to pass it, just a question of whether to tack on a bunch of added garbage. And so there are stalwarts like Dick Durbin, who never met a supplement that he liked, who is urging his colleagues to keep the MPL language tacked onto the bill. But there's a lot of pushback from members of his own party, and from Republicans, and it looks like the mandatory product listing language won't be included in the final FDA fees reauthorization bill now making its way through Congress. Whew. Okay, well, that's good news, but the bad news is that it's not entirely dead. And even if they pass this appropriation for the FDA, they're going to resurrect this you know, it's kind of like a zombie. It's gonna, you know, you can shoot it, you can stab it, you can cleave its head in two with an axe, but they just keep on coming with these efforts to regulate the supplement industry. It's been a theme for as long as I can remember. And so we have to remain vigilant. So go to drhoffman.com/ANH for the latest update. If you haven't already, let your congressmen and women know that you are an avid supporter of nutritional supplements, and they don't want restrictions imposed upon your choices. But, yeah, this is a critical moment, and we need your support. But the good news is that your voices have been heard. And a lot of congresspeople are saying, this is not a hill to die on. I'm not going to pass legislation that's going to make a certain percentage of my constituents hate me and not vote for me. Especially with the upcoming midterm elections. So good stuff is happening on the Capitol. 877-726-8255, a number. That number available to you 24/7, so avail yourself of it, as did this listener. Let's hear it.
Thanks for taking my call and question. As one who suffers from gingivitis and receding gums, I would like to know the latest breakthrough on curing gingivitis because the traditional dentists say it can't be done. I've seen YouTube ads that make incredible claims about it being completely curable, and I wondered if you could comment or address this issue of gingivitis and receding gums. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you know, great question. And it's of particular importance because we now know that gingivitis and periodontal disease has now surpassed dental caries as the major cause of tooth loss. But there's even more implications of this because it's now been found that periodontal disease is associated with cognitive decline. The concern is that the bacteria that circulate from your gums may create inflammation in the brain and cause problems there. There's also concern about the relationship between periodontal disease and cardiovascular problems, and I'll share with you some of the latest research. People who receive periodontal care have better outcomes after heart attack, study finds. Statistically, there are 800,000 myocardial infarctions in the United States annually. Those with periodontal disease are at increased risk for heart attacks. So, new study in JADA, Journal of the American Dental Association, found that there was a difference in the severity of heart attacks. I mean, people still got heart attacks, but they had the shortest length of stay in the hospital when they had better periodontal maintenance. The longest length of stay was experienced by the no dental care group. So, okay, so let's hear it for periodontal care administered by dentists. You know, they clean your teeth. They urge you to floss. They sometimes do periodontal surgery to cut away dead tissue and soap your gums. So that's all good. There are also dental antiseptics that they use to kill the bacteria. I'm not a big fan of these chemicalized treatments. There's also low-dose minocycline, which is an antibiotic, and it kills some of the bugs, but it's also anti-inflammatory. And so that's one of the treatments that they use for periodontal disease. And I'm not inalterably opposed to it. You know, I'm not a big fan of antibiotics, but low-dose tetracycline or minocycline can be helpful. What's also promising is, you know, just to look at your overall nutrition. I mean, if you're diabetic, you have high blood sugar, if you have a poor quality diet, if you're not eating enough fresh fruits and vegetables, for example, you're at higher risk. And also, because scurvy, which is a deficiency of vitamin C, is associated with gum recession and bleeding, there's really good reason to take additional vitamin C. So you can up your vitamin C to maybe 500 milligrams of vitamin C three or four times per day. It helps to take it in divided doses rather than in all in one big wallop. And finally, there are topical applications. You can use spry gum or spry lozenges, which contain xylitol, which inhibit the proliferation of bacteria in your mouth in a natural way, not in a, you know, harsh chemical way. And studies have shown that that can be helpful against periodontal disease. So check out those products at xlear.com. Clear is the way it's pronounced, but it's spelled xlear.com. They have a spry dental defense system with rinses and lozenges and gum. And finally, there's some pretty persuasive information that drinking tea or swishing tea around in your mouth, whether it's green tea or even black tea, has beneficial effects on the gum. So that's something that I would encourage you to do. When it comes to these products on the internet, you know, for any condition that is tough to treat, there's always claims. And you know, I don't know what particular you're talking about, but some of these products are bogus, and some of them may actually be based in some real substantive science, that there is, that there are natural things like propolis, for example, that may have antibacterial effects and may help the gums. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. That number, by the way, available to you 24/7, 365. And if a question occurs to you on a Wednesday night or another year, you can call that number and record a question. All right. Here's a study that I promised to tell you about. on omega-3s. But it's a special formula where omega-3s are combined with certain carotenoids, specifically lutein and zeaxanthin, and some vitamin E. They created a formula containing omega-3s, carotenoids, and vitamin E. And they published a study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. And what they found is that a combination that included 500 milligrams of DHA, 150 milligrams of EPA, that's not that much. You can easily get that into one capsule. 10 milligrams each of lutein and mesozeaxanthin, and 2 milligrams of zeaxanthin, and just 15 milligrams of vitamin E, the control arm received an equivalent placebo or inactive pill. And what they found was that there was improvements on almost all measures in the group that took the combination product. In terms of the memory measure, the differences were striking. In the control group, none improved their memory scores. A few remained unchanged, while most declined. In the active group, about 19% improved their memory scores. More than 70% held the line. And remember, these were patients who already had been diagnosed with early Alzheimer's disease, mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease. So the conclusion is dietary intervention with a combination of carotenoids, omega-3 fatty acids, and vitamin E can improve mild to moderate stage Alzheimer's disease, and this suggests a positive impact on symptoms and patient outcomes, better performance, objective measures of severity, as well as performing better in areas related to memory and mood. So very cool study, and with modest supplementation. We're not talking about, you know, mega dosing of omega-3s. Imagine if they'd use truly significant amounts of the nutrients in question. 877-726-8255. Remember, this is Intelligent Medicine.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. I use them myself and in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
What do you get when you combine a classic Rubik's Cube and video games? Introducing the WoW Cube. It really does make you say wow. Spokesperson and actor Jason Hervey fills us in on gaming in the fourth dimension.
So, you know, first of all, this is something that has never existed before. You know, we added a computer interface to pretty much the most well-known puzzle game in the world, being Rubik's Cube, sold over 450 million units worldwide. So you can actually physically change the geometry of the screen during the gameplay. And it's comprised of 24 separate screens that work simultaneously. So you play really both in the physical and virtual reality at the same time. As I like to say, it's gaming in the fourth dimension. Mm-hmm. So it's really unique.
More on WoW Cube tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
That's Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255 for this hour and next. Let's take a look at a study that examines the effects of CBD, cannabidiol, on menopausal symptoms. Things that we now used to manage menopause symptoms include things like red clover, jonquai, black cohosh, evening primrose, or borage oil. But what about CBD? So they did a study in Frontiers in Pharmacology with mice, and they gave them a steady diet of either CBD-laced peanut butter balls. It's kind of like Reese's Pieces for mice. They go crazy over it. And half the mice were fed balls containing CBD. And these were mice who were overrectomized, which means that they had hysterectomies. And so they mimicked the symptoms of human menopause. Turns out the untreated estrogen-deficient mice developed symptoms that resembled those of postmenopausal human females, such as metabolic dysfunction. They got fatter and more insulin resistance. They became more inflamed, and they had a loss of bone density. And also they had lower levels of beneficial gut bacteria. Now, why that's significant is that they postulate that there is something called the gut-bone axis. We've heard of the gut-brain axis. If you had a messed up microbiome, you may suffer from anxiety, depression, even Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's disease. That's been demonstrated. But there's also a relationship between your microbiome and the health of your bones. So What they found was that when the estrogen deficient mice were fed CBD peanut butter balls, they showed marked improvement in a variety of areas. They had decreased inflammation. They had better handling of glucose. They burned more energy, so they had a better metabolic rate. And their bone density improved. They didn't administer questionnaires to the mice saying, you know, how do you feel? Are you experiencing hot flashes, et cetera? But it's an encouraging, what's called a preclinical study, because this should lead to additional research on the potential benefits of CBD for alleviating the symptoms of estrogen deficiency. The authors of the study say there's much anecdotal evidence of CBD's health benefits for menopausal and postmenopausal women, but our study is the first to investigate some of the claims in an established preclinical model of postmenopause using experimental animals, but next we need to look at people. And while we're talking about CBD, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. And I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products. It's amazing that this has now hit the market and available over the counter. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. And now I'm really excited about a new natural wellness line from CBD, from Plus CBD. CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. Many of you have tried it. Many of my patients have tried them, and they're getting great results. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe their irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus theanine, more on that later when we discuss tea, plus 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract, which lowers cortisol, and relaxing lemon balm. So you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science and with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30, forget this, 30% off. We want you to try it. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. All right, more on the nutritional front. Lots of people take coenzyme Q10. They do it because it supports the mitochondria. And here's a study published in Pharmacology, that's a journal, which examines the effect of coenzyme Q10 supplementation on fatigue and energy. In both sick subjects, patients with medical conditions, as well as normal healthy individuals. And what they found, and they looked at a bunch of studies here, they say here the temporary fatigue affects up to 45% of the general population and is common in patients with conditions like polio, post-polio syndrome and multiple sclerosis. And so they've done a bunch of studies on the effects of coenzyme Q10 in these conditions, as well as giving it to normal people. And what they found is that all trials examined by researchers showed positive results, consistent among both healthy and fatigue-associated disease subgroups. So for patients with post-Lyme syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, long COVID, it really makes sense to take coenzyme Q10. What they also found is that the longer you took it, the better it worked. Dosages are ranged all over the place, with some studies using doses as low as 60 milligrams, other studies 400 and 500 milligrams, but all the studies were in accord with the proposition that coenzyme Q10 could help fatigue and improve energy. Great stuff. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance.
added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. For the first time in 3 years, the United Nations General Assembly gets underway in person in New York this week.
No more pre-recorded addresses or hybrid meetings because of the pandemic. Instead, the UNGA will include speeches from most of the world's leaders, including President Biden. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says the administration has three priorities: global food insecurity, the UN Charter, and global health.
As COVID-19 reminded us, global health threats do not respect borders. We must tackle COVID-19, monkeypox, and other outbreaks.
Speeches begin Tuesday. Biden, who is traveling to the Queen's funeral, speaks Wednesday. Julie Walker, New York.
People across Britain paused for a moment of silence Sunday in memory of the only monarch most have ever known.
The hands at Big Ben marked 8 p.m. without playing its usual bell. Mourners outside Buckingham Palace stood in silence with their heads bowed to show respect to the late Queen. As the minute ended, the crowd erupted into respectful applause. Inside Westminster Hall, where the Queen's coffin lay in state, the usual stream of mourners stopped moving to observe the minute in deep silence. A King's Guard banged his sword on the ground to mark the end. The minute of reflection comes on the eve of the Queen's state funeral, a historic moment of national mourning that will also see the biggest gathering of world leaders for years. Karen Chamas, London.
A powerful storm traveling north through the Bering Strait is causing widespread flooding in several Western Alaska coastal communities, knocking out power, sending residents to higher ground, the force of the water forcing some homes off their foundations on Saturday. Good news is there have been no reports of any injuries or deaths from the storm. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Once home to Africa's fastest-growing economies, Ethiopia is struggling as the war in its Tigray region has reignited, and weary citizens far from the front are pleading for peace.
Ethiopians are experiencing the highest inflation in a decade, foreign exchange restrictions, and mounting debt, amid reports of massive government spending on the war effort. Ethiopian officials paint a rosy picture for the country of well over 110 million people, but the Ethiopian Economic Association's meeting this month made clear the country is hurting.
Jeremy House reporting. Parliament earlier this year reportedly approved an additional $1.7 billion for defense. The European Union's executive branch recommending that bloc suspend around 7.5 billion euros in funding to Hungary. The European Commission's concerned about democratic backsliding and the possible of mismanagement of EU money. More at townhall.com. California is launching an initiative to bring more tourism to native communities.
The initiative, funded by a $1 million federal grant, aimed in part at tackling the pandemic's economic impact. Called Visit Native California, the program will market museums and cultural centers important to California tribes. The state is home to 109 federally recognized indigenous tribes. California's tourism industry lost a projected $72.8 billion in spending in 2020, and the initiative is one of the latest programs aimed at bringing back visitors. John Scott reporting.
Uber says all of its services are operational now following what security professionals are calling a major data breach. It says there was no evidence the hacker got access to any sensitive user data, but the breach apparently by a lone hacker put the spotlight on an increasingly effective and polished break-in routine. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, up first, it's the second half of an episode of the Jack Benny program, and the cast parody of John Huston's 1948 motion picture, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, with Jack naturally handling the role played in the film by Humphrey Bogart. And just wait until you hear Dennis Day and Mel Blanc. But before we resume that broadcast, I gotta let you know what's coming up later. It's a former 1930s song and dance man, Dick Powell, as a private detective by the name of Diamond, Richard Diamond. So let's get going, beginning with, yes, the second half of the Jack Benny program, from the 1st of May, 1949.
Now, where were we?
Well, you were casting the play we're going to do.
Oh, yes, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. Now, Don, you're going to be my partner when we go hunting for gold. And, Dennis, you're going to be the old prospector, the part that was played by Walter Huston. And, let's see, where's Mel Blanc?
Here I am, Jack.
Folks, it's Mel Blanc. Give him a big hand.
Jack. We're all going to be in the play. Why don't you just give him applause?
Well, Mary, I have to. It's in his contract, you know?
You mean you give him money and applause, too?
No money, just applause. It's amazing, you know, how much you can save when you got a lot of hams working for you. Now, Mel, you're going to be the leader of the Mexican bandits. And, oh, yes, Dennis, besides being the old prospector, you'll come in later as one of the bandits.
Gee, two parts. It's hard to believe I can sing, too.
Yeah, yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our version of Warner Brothers' thrilling adventure story, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
As our scene opens, it's a hot, humid, sultry day, and a lonely, hungry, penniless American is roaming the streets of Tampico, Mexico.
Walking. Walking. That's all I've been doing for two whole days. Just walking. No place to sleep. Nothing to eat. Nothing to drink. Well, I'll see what I can do in this saloon. Gee, this place is crowded. Hey, bartender. Bartender.
Si, senor. What will you have?
Give me three fingers.
Three fingers of what?
Just three fingers. I'm hungry. Give me three fingers of anything. If I don't get something to eat pretty soon, I'll go crazy.
Hiya, big boy.
Huh?
It's good to see an American down here, even though you do need a shave and your clothes are torn. You look like a derelict. What's the matter?
It's a long story. I used to be a famous radio comedian. I had a big house, a swimming pool, and everything. And all of a sudden, I'm a bum.
What happened?
Television.
Television? What's that?
I don't know, but the wrestlers have all the good writers now. Anyway, let's not talk about me. What's a girl like you doing way down here in Mexico?
I work in the Tampico branch of the May Company.
They have a branch in Mexico?
Yeah, I'm in the Jose department.
That's better than your mother's letter. Well, look, sister, how about you and
hey,
me?
Hey, Bogey, I've been looking all over town for you.
Who's your friend?
That's my partner, Curtin, Sam Curtin. He and I came down here looking for gold.
Yeah, gold. Every time I think of it, I go crazy. Gold! Gold! I can see it now. There it is. There it is. It's mine! It's mine! Gold! Gold!
Put that back. That's my pivot tool. You know, sister, he goes crazy every time he thinks of gold.
Well, doesn't gold mean anything to you?
Eh. I can take it or love it. I mean, leave it.
Well, if you boys are interested in looking for gold, there's an old prospect around here who knows every foot of the Sierra Madre. If you can get him to go with you, you'll strike it rich.
Where does the old prospector live?
Well, you can't miss it. You go right down Flamingo Road.
Flamingo Road. Flamingo Road. Flamingo Road.
Are you stuttering?
No, but I promised Warner Brothers I'd mention it three times. Come on, Curtin. Let's go. Hey, Curtin, this must be the house where the old prospector lives.
Yeah, knock on the door.
Okay.
Howdy, bub.
Hello, old-timer. My name is Humphrey Bogey. What's yours?
Titus Houston.
Yeah, well, we've heard that you know all about the gold in the Sierra Madre, and we thought maybe you'd come up into the mountains with us.
Sorry, son, but I'm too old for that now. There was a time when I used to go up into them hills and stay for months and months at a time.
Uh-huh.
Then it would get me. I was only human, you know. I'd have to come back, be back in town with a load of gold, and in a couple of nights, I'd blow it all in.
Women, eh?
No, Kleenex. I got hay fever.
Well, look, old-timer, if you won't go with us, maybe you can tell us where we can find the gold.
Sure. Here's a map of old Mexico. See? You can't go wrong. You take the main road through Tampico till you pass El Paso. After you pass El Paso, you go through El Truo and turn left at El Lefto.
What if we turn El Rido?
That's El Rongo.
Oh, is that where the gold is?
Nope. That's where you buy your burros.
Burros?
Yep. There's a place right on the corner. Madman Hernandez.
He'll sell them to us?
Yep, but you'll have to carry an awful lot of water for them.
Why?
Hernandez wanted his burros to look like Buicks, so he cut holes in their sides.
Oh, well, we got to be getting along, old-timer. You sure you don't want to come with us?
Nope, but I'll see you later.
You will?
Yep, I come back on page 12 as a Mexican bandit.
Well, come on, Curtin. Let's go.
What's the matter, Bogey? You look unhappy.
Well, why shouldn't I be? We've got the map. We know where the gold is, but we can't get it because we don't have any money to buy equipment.
Well, senora, senora.
Huh?
In there, in the saloon, there is a telephone call for you. In there, for you. In the saloon, in there.
Huh?
For you.
For me?
In there.
Is it an important call? Gee, an important call.
For you.
A telephone call for me. Who could it be? I'm 2,000 miles away from home. Well, I might as well find out. Come on, Curtin. Wait for me at the bar, Curtin. I'll answer the phone.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, speaking. Huh? Sure I can answer that. The Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock in 1620. Thank you. Goodbye. Hey, Curtin! Curtin!
What's up, Bogey?
We got the burros, the picks, the shovels, the sleeping bags, and a refrigerator.
Where'd you get them?
That phone call. I just won them on a quiz program. Tacos or leave it.
Good. Now let's go and find that gold.
All right, before we go, I want to buy drinks for the house. Okay, everybody. The drinks are on me. Hooray! You know, Curtin, we've been digging in these mountains for weeks, but it was worth it. We got 10 sacks of gold.
Yeah, 10 more sacks, and then we...
Wait a minute. Look. Coming up the trail. Mexican bandits. Curtin, quick, take out your gun.
But I haven't got a gun.
What? What did you say, Curtin?
I haven't got a gun.
Now, that's ridiculous. Who ever heard of a curtain without a rod? Thank you. Hey, that was pretty...
Shh, quiet, quiet. Here they come now.
Oh, yeah. Look, Curtin, they're getting off their horses. They're walking this way. Well, we'll just have to try and bluff them. Hey, you. Come here. Are you a Mexican bandit?
Sí.
I suppose your men are tough.
Sí.
I guess they would kill us at a drop of a hat.
Sí.
What's your name?
Sai.
Sai?
Sí.
Now, look, see? I mean, sorry. We don't have anything you want. We're hunters. That's all we are.
You do not fool me. You have some gold, and we want it. If you don't give it to us, we will kill you. I think.
Hey, look, me and my partner have been out in these mountains for 3 months. Yeah, we found some gold. But don't take all of it. Let us keep half. That's a fair proposition, isn't it? We'll give you half.
I will talk it over with my lieutenant. Oh, Henry. Henry Sierra.
Coming, madre. What is it, El Capitan?
The gentleman here with the gold and made a proposition.
Oh, sí? What is it?
Estas personas dicen que si no los matamos, ellos nos darán la mitad del oro.
Si los matamos, tendríamos que cagar con todo. Por lo tanto, con ya usted el oro, matarlos después.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said you better give us the gold because these 8 guns make common sense.
What?
When these guns are smoking, you ain't lucky.
No, no, bandidos. Please, don't shoot us. We'll give you the gold.
El Capitan, if we take the gold, we will need a burro.
Si, we will take the little burro. It is equipped with a Dynaflex super-flowing uni-jet turbo-vasculator, which is synchromesh with a multi-coil aerotension dual-vacuum dynamometer, I think.
Look, bandits, take our gold. Take our burros, but don't kill us.
I will tell you what I do, senor. I give you a fighting chance. Here is a weapon for you and a weapon for me.
What?
You count to 10, and may the best hombre win.
All right. All right, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3. Ooh, not yet. 4, 5, 6. Ooh, wait a minute.
seven, eight. Ooh, you're cheating. I think. Nine, ten. You missed me. That's better.
Ooh. Bogey, Bogey, when he started shooting, why didn't you shoot back?
I couldn't. He gave me a knife. Goodbye, Curtin. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes another program, and we'll be with you again Sunday night when we... Huh?
Jack.
What?
While you were doing the sketch, a wire came for you from Humphrey Bogart.
From who?
Humphrey Bogart.
Not from Humphrey Bogart? Mary,
Jack.
What's the matter with you today? A wire came to me from Humphrey Bogart?
Yes.
Well, read it to me.
This wire you don't read. You twist it around your neck.
That Jack Benny program and their version of the Treasure of the Sierra Madre was from May 1st, 1949, with Mel Blanc basically using the very same voice they would also use for his Looney Tunes character, Speedy Gonzalez. And Dennis Day was quite good in a couple of roles. You may have also recognized that tongue-twisting high-tech gadget that the burro was equipped with. It was from an earlier car-buying episode. I believe it empties the ashtray. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, we'll shift to the dramas. It's Richard Diamond, Private Detective, right after this break.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
It's a new buzz in Palisadro for the 41st annual Honeybee Festival. This event is free, except a small parking fee. September 24th and 25th in Palisadro at Bishop Quinn Catholic Center, it's a family-friendly event featuring local entertainment with a rock and roll lineup of local bands, a vintage tractor parade, the American Honey Queen, local beekeepers, the famous live bee beard, a kids' fun center, face painting, pony rides. Anyone over 21 can buy a bee sting. Pancake breakfast will be held both mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m. and tons of other family events. Over 90 vendors featuring food, arts, and crafts. Don't miss the Honeybee Festival, which is free, September 24th and 25th in Palisadro at the Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. For more information, go to palisadrohoneybeefestival.com for details. Don't miss the buzz. Did we mention this is a free event? There's a small parking fee. September 24th and 25th. The fun starts at 8:30 a.m.
Be around when your old man gets back.
You couldn't afford that, could you?
No, and I don't think you could either, baby. Now let's stop playing games, Mrs. Moran.
I've got a big, fat surprise for you, Mac.
Keep it in small, Bill.
Now, isn't that funny? That's your surprise.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't get the money. You get something else.
Stop yelling. We'll have the whole building up here in a minute.
They'll be up anyway, Mac. A gunshot makes people curious.
Now, wait a minute. You don't have to pull a gun.
I don't have to do anything. I'm breaking myself of one habit right now. I'm through paying your dirty blackmail.
Now, you know I got my orders. If I don't collect, someone else will be around. Come on, give me the gun.
Sure. A piece at a time. I need a drink. Well, here's to nothing, Betty, old girl.
XDXD, read all about it. Matt Mason shot to death in blackmail plot. Socialite Betty Moran kills gangster, then takes own life. Read all about it, paper.
I get.
Oh, paper, mister?
Yeah. Hey, the check.
Oh, thanks.
Wealthy wife of William Moran kills. Well, I have to call Mr. Moran. No sense to lose a good source of income.
Come in.
Mr. Diamond?
Over here.
Oh, this clothesline, I couldn't see you. Do you always do your laundry in your office?
Free soap. Pull up a chair, Mr. Moran. William Moran.
Oh. Mm. Nice pair of argyles.
One of my old clients. Sends them down from Sing Sing.
Have you read the morning papers, Mr. Diamond?
I haven't had time. Took some throw rugs down to the laundromat before I started on the socks.
My wife died last night.
What did you eat for breakfast?
Why, pancakes and eggs? Why?
You must eat a whole pig when you're not in mourning. How did she die?
She was shot to death.
Couldn't she get two people for a pyramid club?
She was being blackmailed.
It's usually the other way around. The victim shoots the blackmailer.
She did that. His name was Mac Grayson.
Hmm?
I want you to find the other man behind this blackmail ring.
Oh, what makes you think there was more than one?
I received an anonymous phone call this morning. It was from a man who said he was a friend of Mac Grayson. He made it perfectly clear that he was going to continue with the blackmail.
You, know what they had on your wife?
She was a very wealthy woman, Mr. Diamond. Before she married me, she was rather, wild.
Well, they get that way sometimes. There were some letters. Why don't you go to the police? As far as they're concerned, the case is closed. They say it's a murder and a suicide, and that's that. But I want to get the people who drove my wife to suicide. Okay, Mr. Moran, but if you want me to try and dig up your blackmailers, my fee is rather high. I want to start sending my laundry out. Money is no object. That's the nicest thing you could have said. $100 a day and the fifth of plasma.
Plasma, Mr. Diamond?
100 proof. I never know what I'm going to run into in a case like this. I may bleed a little.
You can reach me at Evergreen 45021. I'll write you a check.
Here, use my pen. It's getting an inferiority complex. Do you know anything more about this man who called you this morning?
Yeah, only that he said he was a friend of Mac Grayson's. Oh, there you are, Mr. Diamond. This should be enough of a retainer.
Oh, yes, yes. And that's all you know?
I'm sorry I can't be of more help.
Oh, you've been a brick. I'll get the rest from homicide. Thank you and goodbye, Mr. Moran.
Goodbye, Mr. Diamond, and good luck.
Oh, I'm sorry I knocked down some of your washing. There. Well, I'll be hearing from you. Well, that's the way it goes. One minute you're washing socks, and the next you got enough money to stake out a claim on every night spot from Mott Street to Harlem. Unless a particular blackmail ring likes to kill private detectives. I had a hunch the assignment might run into overtime, so I put in a call to a lovely redhead named Helen Asher. Francis, the butler, answered, and I told him to pass the word along that I might be late for my date. I hung up before Helen could get on the pipe and start screaming at me like a wounded eagle. I locked the office, went down to 5th Precinct, and an old friend, Lieutenant Levinson. He was in charge of the homicide detail and could tell me about the late Mrs. Moran and her victim. When I walked in, Sergeant Otis was polishing his billy. Hello, Otis. The lieutenant in?
Well, Richard Diamond, the All-American Gumshoe.
Oh, you're just jealous because that club you've got is in better shape than your head.
Lieutenant, Diamond's out here.
Okay, send him in.
Tell me, Shamus, how does one get to be a great big private detective? Saving box tops?
Well, you have to observe things, Otis, my boy. For instance, one look at your shirt and I can tell you've been eating well for a week. Why don't you either get it cleaned or stick it in a pressure cooker? Hello, Walt.
Now, wait a minute, Rick. If you've got a body somewhere, take it to another precinct.
Well, I'm a little short right now, but maybe I can dig one up.
What
yeah, that was a swell one.
Is this just a social visit or am I a dreamer?
It's about the Moran suicide. You handle it?
Uh-huh. One of the neighbors called us. They're both deader than Otis on a double date.
What about the Grayson guy she knocked off?
Cheap, couple of convictions. He... Oh, don't tell me Moran's been to you with that blackmail story.
Yeah, yeah. He seems to think Grayson was working with someone.
Rick, that guy pestered us all morning, but there's no proof of blackmail or anything else, except two people got killed.
Give me a quick rundown.
I don't know why you're interested. I think Moran drummed up the blackmail theory just to cover that his wife was running around with another man.
Well, I'm interested because Moran gave me a fat $200 in advance to get me in the spirit of the thing.
Well, if you want to be bored, here are the photographs of the deal. Here's Mac Grayson. Mm. Bullet entered his chest just below the 10th rib. Gun's a .32. Same one that the Moran dame used on herself. Enough powder burns on his shirt to show that she was standing pretty close when she gave it to him.
She'd have to be, not to miss him.
You can see she was lying about 10 feet from Grayson near the bar.
Huh?
Probably needed a stiff shot before she knocked herself off. That's the highball glass on the floor near her head. And that's the .32 she used, about 6 inches from her right hand, and only her prints on it.
Powder burns on the girl?
Sure, all over her temple. We did the paraffin test on her hand, too. She fired the gun, all right.
Did Grayson have any friends?
We never tied him up with anyone except an old wino that hangs out on Skid Row, a dump called the Parry Club. Name's Wilbur Truitt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thanks, Walt.
Now, look, the dame killed the guy and then shot herself. What more do you want?
I'll let you know.
Now, wait a minute. I know that gleam in your eye. I always get a sour stomach from it. If you've got something, you better tell me.
Oh, you're a cynic, Walt. Have you talked to this Wilbur Truitt?
We questioned him this morning.
Got a tail on him?
Sure, but he won't take us anywhere. Now, what are you cooking up?
Well, maybe you think there's something to Moran's blackmail story.
Oh, don't be an idiot.
And what are you tailing Truitt for?
Because I can't take a chance. Blackmail's a federal rap, and if Moran keeps stirring up trouble, I want to be able to prove he's nuts. Now, you look here. I want to know what's on your mind.
I'll send you a letter.
Oh. Otis!
Yeah, Lieutenant?
Get me my bicarbonate. And shut up.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I went through the squad room and out into the hall. I used the payphone by the door and put in a fast call to my client, William Moran. I had a hunch, and Moran's $200 retainer in my pocket gave him an A priority on it.
Yes?
Mr. Moran.
That's right.
This is Diamond, Mr. Moran.
Uh-huh.
I've got a lead on someone who knew Mac Grayson.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Diamond. Who is it?
Well, a guy who hangs out on Skid Row named Wilbur Truitt. Ever heard of him?
No.
Oh. Well, he might have been the one who phoned you this morning. I think I'll go down and find out.
Good, good. You'll keep in touch, won't you?
Oh, as long as I'm on the case. Goodbye, Mr. Moran.
You're listening to Richard Diamond, Private Detective. We'll be right back after this short break.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
Share the exciting exploits of Dashiell Hammett's famous gumshoe with Radio Spirit's thrilling 8-hour CD collection, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless.
In most murder cases, there are too many clues from the very beginning. I'd been on this one 3 hours, and I succeeded in turning up no suspects, no clues, and the most shameful thing of all, I had lost the body of the victim.
For a limited time, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, is being made available to our listeners at 60% off the regular price. Get 16 of the series' most madcap capers on 8 compact discs for only $12.78. Just go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM33.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
Order The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What are you talking about, you silly little girl?
Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
No help needed to prove that the Radio Spirits app offers you free streams every day. Go to RadioSpiritsApp.com to download it now and never miss a When Radio Was episode again. Plus, stream the most recent shows for free.
That's right. That's just what I'm doing. Ought to be a pretty easy target, Cash. Come on. What are you waiting for?
Don't wait. Listen to your favorite classic radio shows with a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play when you want. Check out the Radio Spirits app and download a free trial at RadioSpiritsApp.com now.
Boxing in between rounds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Boxers need a rest in between rounds. You would too. You actually do too. You've argued with loved ones. You've probably even had disagreements that lasted or lingered longer than you'd have liked. And maybe you even threw around the phrases, "We've been fighting all day," or "We're fighting right now," to someone else to describe your interaction when you're currently not even fighting. So my advice, give yourself a rest in between rounds. Don't call it fighting when you're not actually interacting. Only define it as arguing, disagreeing, or fighting during the exact moments that your disagreement or argument or fight lasts. And if you do that, you might just be surprised to see that not only does avoiding defining your fights in exaggerated ways help your peace throughout your day, it will also help you lessen the intensity of it all while the actual interaction's occurring. For more on healthy communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
And now, here's Act 2 of the Moran Murder Case, a Richard Diamond episode on When Radio Was.
I left the 5th Precinct and headed for Skid Row. If you've never seen the street, it's a liberal education in the misery of human beings. Even the sun winds up with a hangover if it shines on the place too long. The Parrot Club was a cellar with a low ceiling and a drink of wine for 10 cents a glass. The smell of stale alcohol was so strong that if you opened the door to air the place out, the walls would probably cave in. I found Wilbur Truitt sitting at the bar with a dirty towel around his neck. He held the towel and a glass of wine in one hand, and with the other he pulled the towel, lifting his hand and the glass up to his mouth. You must have been an engineer.
I learned this little stunt in grammar school, bucko. I started missing my mouth 30 years ago, so I use this towel as a sort of alcohol pulley. It cuts down the element of risk. Hate to spill a drop.
You know a guy named Grayson?
It's the shakes, bucko. I am completely exhausted after a night of revelry, and my hand waves like it was flagging down a caravan of whiskey trucks.
Look, friend,
But after one or two pick-me-ups, I am perfectly capable of lifting the glass by myself. And come nightfall, I'm in excellent condition to entertain my little friends.
Oh, swell.
Most cowards let the little fellows frighten them, and they end up in Bellevue, but I like them. They worried me at first, but when they found out how much I drank, they began to show the strain, and the shoe was on the other foot, so to speak.
Oh, no.
They tried to frighten me the first night, but I just kept right on with one bottle after another, and it finally drove them to drink. Now my DTs have hallucinations. We are rapidly building up a thriving community. What were you saying, Bucko?
Something about the evils of self-indulgence, but I've forgotten now.
Good. In that case, I will let you buy me a drink.
No, sure. Waiter, bring the bottle.
You just gave me cold chills. If I lick your hand, it's only a sign of fond endearment.
Okay. Now, do you know a guy named Grayson?
I knew there was a catch. Are you a cop?
No.
In that case, I trust you. Besides, you are holding that lovely bottle.
What about Grayson?
First, a small glass of truth serum.
First, Grayson.
I can't stand to look, so I will turn my back on the bottle and tell you what I know. Mr. Mac Grayson, a very unsavory character who reached a sudden demise last evening, dealt in smutty pass and made them pay off by milking his victims. He has only one friend, a Mr. Leo Fink. Now, please, I'm beginning to spit out wads of cotton.
Where does this Fink live?
1120 Second Avenue, now, please.
Now, here you are.
And as I gaze upon this ruby goblet, I am reminded of the fact that you are not the first to come seeking the whereabouts of one Leo Fink.
Huh? Play it back in English.
A thug with the disagreeable habit of twisting my ascot approached me not 10 minutes before you came in seeking the same information.
Did you give it to him?
I had to. One more pull on my tie, and dissipation would have been a thing of the past.
Thanks, Wilbur. Here, buy yourself another jug.
Oh, bless you. And good morrow, cousin. Here's to my love. Oh, true apothecary. Thy drugs are quick. Thus, with a kiss, I die.
I left Wilbur with his first love and walked out on the street. I grabbed a cab and headed for Leo Fink's address. All the way over, I kept thinking how wonderful fresh air really was. When we finally got there, I paid off the cabbie and looked at my watch. It was 4:30, and the city was turning soft and mellow as the sun started giving up behind the tall buildings. I got that lousy feeling again when I looked across the street. A prowl car was parked at the curb, and it looked like Homicide's private limousine. Something was wrong. I went up to Fink's apartment in a hurry.
Yeah? What do you want, Shamus?
Well, good afternoon, Sergeant. I'm taking the census. How long ago did you die, sir?
Very funny, Diamond.
Otis, who is that?
Diamond, who else?
I didn't ask for a quick quiz on well-known personalities. Let him in.
Yeah, Lieutenant.
Shame on you, Otis. You'll never make an Eagle Scout.
Hello, Rick. What do you want?
I bet he's dead.
You'll bet who's dead?
You know who's dead.
Sure, I know who's dead. Who do you think is dead?
The guy I came up here to see.
Well, who did you come up to see?
Well, I think it's the guy who's dead.
Don't you know?
No, I ask you.
Well, I'm telling you.
You told me nothing.
Look, why are you up here?
Because I'm looking for a guy.
What guy?
I think it's the guy who's dead.
Who's dead?
Oh, he's on third. Don't you know?
I think I know, Lieutenant.
You shut up. Of course I know.
Well, all right. If you're going to hold out on your old pal.
Now, wait a minute. How did we get into this thing?
Otis, here's your bicarbonate. All mixed.
All right, now let's start again.
Walt, who's dead?
Oh, let's not have two bodies up here. The guy's name is Fink. Leo Fink.
Why did you say that in the first place?
Because I don't have to do anything I don't want to do.
Walt.
Lieutenant Levinson. Now, what are you doing up here?
Oh, I came up to see Leo Fink, that's all.
Well, he's in the other room. If he spills anything, don't believe it. He's been dead for 10 minutes.
That's too bad. He knew Mac Grayson.
Yeah, how did you find out?
That sweet old gentleman you sent me over to, Wilbur Truitt.
Oh, you got something out of him, huh? What else did he tell you?
Nothing, but we struck up quite a friendship. I'm going to go back over and see what another bottle of wine will do to his memory.
I'd better haul him in.
Well, don't do it, Walt. Don't do it. I can find out things a lot quicker.
Shh. I got a system. Okay, but keep me posted. I've got to clean up here.
How did Fink get it?
Two bullets in the head. No idea who gave it to him. They used a Luger, I think.
Hey, have you questioned Otis?
Oh, go on, get out of here.
Walt, tell me, did you check the prints on that highball glass next to Mrs. Moran to find out whether they were from her right or left hand?
Now, what difference does it make?
I'll let you know.
Now, you wait a minute.
No, I can't. I'm behind schedule now. Bye.
Oh, Otis!
I went downstairs in a hurry and started back to Skid Row and Wilbur Truitt. I turned a corner and had a quick change of heart.
That's far enough, Shamus.
Wow. Look what I picked up.
All right. Get into this alley.
Now, why don't you put that cannon away? It shows up like a pair of gums at a dentist convention.
Turn around and get going.
I can run if it would help.
Take your time. You haven't got too much of it left.
Stop nudging. You got a cold barrel.
Don't you like it?
No, but it helps. A lesson in the manly art of self-defense. Next time, don't get so close with a gun. Well, what do you know? A Luger.
Okay, so I'm a Butterfingers. You got the gun now. What are you going
to
do?
I got a mean streak, and it shows up when someone tries to kill me. I'm going to ask a couple of questions, and if you don't answer them, you'll wish you'd picked on an octopus. Now get up. Oh, you're a big one. Now, who sent you after me?
I don't know.
Who sent you after me?
Honest, I don't know. Wait a second. All right, the guy told me on the phone his name was Jones.
Sure, first name's John.
Wait. I know it's a phony, but he was recommended.
You get paid for your work, don't you?
Yeah, but this one I collect after the job.
Where? I thought you'd gotten over that stubborn streak.
Okay. The 8 o'clock ferry to Staten Island. He's going to slip me 2 bills.
And you don't know his right name?
No.
Did you know Mac Grayson?
Well, I heard of him, but I never met him.
Are you as handy with a .32 as you are with that Luger?
Huh?
Forget it. Next question. Who killed Leo Fink?
That's a pretty big one.
Okay, I'll word it differently. Who killed Leo Fink?
I'll take the beating.
Yeah. Well, I got a hunch this Luger of yours will check with ballistics. Come on. Homicide still up in Fink's apartment.
Nuts.
What did you say?
Okay.
Time to take a short break, but we'll be back right after this.
Convenience store. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a brand new convenience store opening in your town, and it's there entirely to support your ego. That's right, you get to pick and choose what items you can question and which you want no part of questioning. If the items support what you already believe, then you can pick them up. But if they go against your perspective, then by all means, remember, this is a convenience store. Don't pick up anything that might not fit for you. People tend to love to say, question everything, and then when you question them, oh boy, things change. I say question everything, and especially everything I teach, because I don't want convenient information, and I don't want to pass along convenient information either. I want to get to answers that genuinely teach me about the world and this existence, and I want you to want that too. For ideas that you can hear and question, visit drchristianconti.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands. at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
And now let's get back to Richard Diamond, private detective, on When Radio Was.
I hustled Louis up to Walt and left him handcuffed to Sergeant Otis. They deserved each other. Louis said he was going to be paid off at 8 o'clock, and my watch said it was a quarter after 7. That gave me 45 minutes to check at homicide and still catch the ferry to Staten Island. The fingerprint man at the 5th Precinct put the prints from the highball glass under a microscope and told me what I wanted to know. My hunch had been right. So I grabbed a cab, and 20 minutes later, I was paying for my ticket at the ferry landing. A thick, wet fog was beginning to roll in off the river, and by 8 o'clock, it was hard to even see your watch. Someone was playing a piano in the lounge as the ferry began to move slowly across the river. I didn't know who I was looking for, but I figured if there was going to be a payoff, it would be outside. I leaned against the rail and took out a cigarette.
Got the match, mister?
Huh? Yeah, right here.
Thanks. Lousy night.
Yeah. He wasn't my man. When he struck the match, I could see his dirty work clothes and his factory badge. I started down the other side of the boat. Finding a killer in that fog was like looking for your car keys in a mine shaft. I reached the bow of the boat, and right then I knew I was about to score. I get a tight feeling in my stomach when I start closing in on danger. I spotted the dark outline at the rail, so I pulled my hat down and walked up beside him. He was hunched over with his arms resting on the rail.
Terrible night.
Mm-hmm.
Be awful if you had to find someone in this fog.
Not if he found you first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the name Louis Osgood. Have you heard of it?
I like the name Moran.
Huh?
William Moran.
Who are you?
Just an employee.
Diamond.
Hey, you get a gold star.
Well, what do you want? Have you found the blackmailers?
Now stop playing Alice in Wonderland. I just pushed around your hired gun if Louis Osgood. He had enough to say to put you away for a long time.
He couldn't have. He didn't know.
Didn't know
name.
Your name? Who murdered your wife? You or Louis Osgood?
Why do you say murder? The police said it was suicide.
Well, I got news for you, Buster. Homicide just changed its mind. I checked and found out that the highball glass near her head was covered with prints from her right hand.
What does that prove?
It proves that to take her own life, she'd have to have fingers a foot long. The prints on the gun were also from her right hand. You're going to tell me that your wife shot herself while holding a highball glass in the same hand?
That's not my problem, Mr. Diamond.
Well, I think it is. If Louis Osgood didn't shoot her, that leaves just one suspect, you. Now, let's take a walk back to the cabin. I want to keep an eye on you for homicide.
All right.
This is where I leave you, Mr. Diamond. Hey, come here.
I hadn't thought he'd make a break, but as long as he had a gun and knew how to use it, I could understand why he did. I got my gun out and took off after him. I expected him to go over the side and in the fog, and he'd have a good chance. But when a guy gets cornered, he does funny things. I never would have spotted him, but he threw open a door and framed himself in the light from the inside. I must have caught him because I saw him start to fold and stagger through the door. I took my time getting there. A wounded man with a gun can get pretty mean sometimes. The door swung back and forth with the motion of the boat, and I could hear the sound of the engines. He'd gone down in the engine room, so I dropped to my knees and went in after him. A long, polished ladder led down to the big diesels below, and I knew I'd hit him with the first shot because there was a bright red trail of blood leading down the ladder and behind the churning machinery.
Moran! Oh, Moran, come on out! You can't get out of here.
Come and get me, Diamond! I don't like being slapped around, and I'm going to see that you get yours!
He was somewhere off to my left and keeping himself hidden. A catwalk circled the engine room, so I pulled an old stunt. I took a wrench off the wall and tossed it down the metal ladder. I watched for his gun flashes. When I spotted his position, I got down on my stomach and crawled along the catwalk until I was directly over his head. He was sitting in a lot of blood, and he didn't look like he had long to go.
Come on, Diamond. I know you're down here.
Surprise. Look at the birdie.
What?
Don't try it. So sorry, Moran, but this just wasn't your night. You want to tell me about it?
I shot my wife. I came in just after she shot Grayson. And she was standing at the bar with her back to me mixing a drink. She dropped the gun by Grayson's body, so I picked it up and shot her. Wiped my prints off and put hers on it.
Why did you do it?
I hated her. She had money. I found some letters and turned them over to Mac Grayson, a well-known blackmailer. I wanted him to drive her crazy until she drank herself into a sanitarium, then I'd have her money. I never guessed she'd kill Grayson, but when I did, I saw a chance to kill her and make it look like suicide.
You should never have called me. The police were satisfied.
I had to find Leo Fink. He knew I'd hired Grayson, and he was going to blackmail me.
So when I dug up the little whiner that knew Fink, you hired Louis Osgood to bump Fink and me. Is that right? Hey, Moran. Oh, well, it was a dull conversation anyway. Lousy night. The captain came and helped me carry him up to the deck. Back at the ferry landing, I called Walt Levinson and told him the whole story. I didn't wait around. I just hung up in the middle of his lecture on good behavior and started walking. A stiff breeze was kicking up and pushing the fog back where it came from. After a good round of murder, a guy likes to relax. And I knew just the place to curl up and get my fur brushed. I grabbed a cab and headed for 975 Park Avenue. And the only girl in the world who looked better than her $10 million bank account.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Diamond.
Hello, Francis. Is Miss Asher in?
Yes, sir. She's in the library.
Thanks. Get me a glass of milk, will you, Francis?
Milk? Oh, yes, sir. Right away.
Hey, that's a B flat.
Rick, where have you been?
Sailing over the bounding main. Move over.
You were supposed to have been here at 8:00.
Oh, what's an hour if you tack it on to the end of the evening?
Well, I'm glad you've been keeping out of trouble. I can't stand it when you wander in all beat up. Mmm, you smell nice. What kind of cologne is that?
Gunpowder, 38.
What?
Oh, nothing. What's this you were playing?
Oh, a new song. Again.
You were just dandy.
Well, you know I don't play well. I just pick.
You should be glad you don't play the guitar. With those beautiful nails, you'd saw it in half.
You're ridiculous.
Whoops.
Here's your milk, Mr. Diamond. Oh, my goodness, you never warned me.
Just heard Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell. This program has come to you from Hollywood.
From May 29th, 1949, the Betty Moran murder case. I'm Greg Bell, and that name was possibly an inside joke, as there was a radio actress by the name of Betty Moran. She even appeared in a few episodes of Richard Diamond, Private Detective. My question, though, is this. Do you know the name of the series Betty Moran was featured in playing Ellen Norris? The girlfriend of the lead character, Philip Galt, as played by Carlton Young. I'll name that series and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Just stop and take a little time out with me.
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Use promo code CAFE33 to save on shipping. Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code CAFE33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Are you willing to undertake a dangerous mission behind the enemy lines, knowing you may never return alive?
Are you willing to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app at radiospiritsapp.com today.
Live sharply with your senses in high gear, as a confidential cop must. You notice things the average citizen never sees.
Yes, live sharply. Download the Radio Spirits app and get free streams now. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Dragnet, Six Shooter, Sam Spade, Jack Benny, Sherlock Holmes, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you choose.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
We hope you're ready to enjoy free When Radio Was daily streams. Get your free trial today at radiospiritsapp.com with no risk or obligation.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a brief radio program with Betty Moran as Ellen and Carlton Young as Philip Gault. It was The Whisperer, a 1951 summer replacement series on NBC. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.